High school football is live and on the air right here on K105.3. It's Football Frenzy and the Game of the Week featuring Addison at Michigan Center. This evening's contest is brought to you in part by True Community Credit Union, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, AeroQuip Credit Union, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Northwest Community Schools, County National Bank, Phelps Towing, Century 21 Affiliated, Columbia School District, Summit Orthodontics, Hanover Horton Schools, Wilby Transit Mix, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, One North Kitchen and Bar, Grimes Plumbing, Ghost Energy Drink, Penn Chiropractic, Jackson YMCA, Meridian Wealth Management, Kelly Express Marts, Trips Collision Center, Blue Ox Credit Union, and East Jackson Community Schools. Now, let's go to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly out here at Michigan Center High School for what's going to be a heck of a tilt. I'll tell you what, last year, these two teams, there was no love lost in a very, very close game, but we'll get to that here in a minute. First and foremost, Mark, I missed you last week. How are you?
I missed you too. I missed you too, man.
Well, I feel like I missed you more.
But I feel like I had a little better of a game. I ended up going down to Pittsford to call Pittsford versus Lunaway Christian. A good tight game. That was a fun one to watch last week.
Well, regardless, I'm happy to have you back. Chris Benedict is a heck of a stand-in. He's going to be with you next week as you're on play, and he will be returning to color while I'm on assignment watching my cousin get married. So there's that. But here we are, the story of two teams who did phenomenal last year, two teams who had really stellar performances last year. First for Michigan Center. I just want to go down this whole entire season from last year. 11-2. They finished 11-2, and that includes that last loss where they would lose to Warren Michigan Collegiate 36-29 in that late heartbreaker where they were up late, but Warren Michigan Collegiate just managed to get down the field, converted a 4th-and-7 for a touchdown, converted the 2-point conversion, and that sealed that for Michigan Center. They were hungry coming into this year, but this year hasn't started out the way they wanted to, Mark. And I understand you got a chance to talk to Coach Allen. So what did he
say? Yeah, a little bit. Well, last year, they were stacked. They had 24 seniors last year. When you lose that much experience and that type of leadership on your team, you're going to be hurting. And he talked a little bit about how difficult the transition is from a team like that to a very young team where you even have some freshmen starting on this squad this year. So it has been somewhat of a difficult transition from last year to this year, where he only has 5 seniors on the team. 2 of them are dressing as a result of injuries from that first game against Tecumseh this year.
Now, those two seniors being Mitchell Corwin, the all-star running back / linebacker combo, a phenomenal two-way player, and then the other one, a phenomenal two-way player, being Avery Nahal, who actually blew out his knee playing some church league pickup basketball with his dad. So that's very unfortunate. Our prayers for a speedy recovery are with Avery. His dad, Mike, said that he is running right now, about 14 weeks out, so he's been progressing very fast, and that's a very good thing because he's also a stellar guard on this Michigan Center basketball team. But that all said, flipping the script to Addison. So 2-1 versus 1-2. Michigan Center 1-2, Addison 2-1. Addison also had a stellar last season. They went undefeated in regular season up until the very last game. They were 8-0. Then they would lose to Jonesville, who was a very good team last year. They would lose 20-14 in the Big 8 Cascades crossover. They would beat Centerville in the district opener, and then they would lose to eventual state champion Hudson 28-8 November 5th in the, I believe that's the district semifinals, or district finals, rather. But Addison, they are also hungry, coming in at 2-1. Their record coming off of a win, 44-0 against Leroy Pine. They would lose to Manchester, who's had a really stellar season after Manchester wouldn't find a win until about 4 games in last season. Then they would beat Hanover last week, 48-39. We're actually going to take a few minutes, step aside. We're going to get the marching band through, the national anthem. We'll come back with the rest of pregame here on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hey there again, Jackson. This- Joel at Phelps Towing wishing you all a happy and safe summer. Don't forget to give us a shout if you've spent a little too much time on the lake and happen to lock your keys in your car. Or even worse yet, your car won't start. We offer all types of vehicle services and are here to serve you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, even on holidays. Phelps Towing is a family-owned company, and our goal is to serve Jackson County and the surrounding areas with honest, dependable service in your time of need. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921. That's 764-1921.
There's a new real estate group in town with two well-known teams joining forces, creating a powerhouse called Pure Michigan Realty Group at Century 21 Affiliated.
Brett Miles here. I'm super excited to announce this awesome merger. We're here to facilitate all of your real estate needs.
This is Logan Everett. We're your one-stop shop. We have everything from a buyer's agent, foreclosure specialist, two listing agents, and everything in between.
Come down and visit us. We're located at 1 Jackson Square, right in downtown Jackson.
Check out the Pure Michigan Realty Group on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, and even TikTok.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
I'm Dr. Randolph Penn. I run and operate Penn Chiropractic Center. There's no one that is immune to stress. We can't remove it. Stress accumulates over time, whether we're professionals that have high-stress jobs, people on the road driving. The last thing you want to do is wait till you have back pain. Best thing to do is get checked. And as we maintain and manage those stressors throughout life, this is how we're able to keep people at a high level. And our patients are the healthiest patients in town.
If being at your best health is a goal this year, begin your journey today. DocPenn.com.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes with Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going to need a plumber, but when you do, always know Grimes Plumbing is here for you with same-day service. Minor water leaks can lead to damage to your home that can become very costly to repair. So if you have a clogged drain or leak that needs to be fixed before further damage happens to your home, trust the experts at Grimes Plumbing. Take peace of mind in knowing that Grimes Plumbing will back our work with a one-year labor warranty. Check us out at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Yeah, just wait till the race start.
Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly back here, K105.3 Football Frenzy, where you can enter online right now at K105.3.com for your chance to win $1,053 courtesy of True Community Credit Union. Who could use $1,053? I know I could. Mark, could you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, so during the break, we actually weren't able to hit the national anthems. They're still getting to that point. However, we actually had a few more points that we want to hit for Michigan Center from transitioning from last year to this season, and Mark has all those details.
Right, yeah, they're 1-2 so far on this season, getting a great win against Bronson last week. They started the season at Tecumseh. Tecumseh is like a Division III powerhouse right now, and they got pounded 55-0. Coach Troy Allen said, you know what, probably not the best decision for us to get in a two-year contract with Tecumseh. But they did, so they got one more year where they get to host them here. But that's the game that caused them a lot of injuries. So they've got some guys who are slowly going to be coming back after getting pounded at that game. Hudson is a common opponent for both of these teams. And you look at how they performed, of course, Addison getting a close win and Michigan Center getting a close loss to that in that game. Let's go ahead and step aside. We've got the national anthem up next.
Yeah, let's take 2 minutes, come back on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Matt Damaris here from Michigan Center Schools, and I'm here to tell you how we roll. When you're a member of the Cardinal family, we treat you like you're one of our own. Our guiding principle for all students is to build relationships first, then point you in the direction of your future based on your unique set of skills and interests. And we commit all our resources to ensuring that our students have a happy, healthy, meaningful school experience. We invite you to join the family at Michigan Center. You can find us at mccardinals.org or by calling 764-5778. Have a great rest of the summer, and go Cardinals!
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business. The drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
More money for what matters most. For a limited time, save $500 off closing costs on your next mortgage with Blue Ox Credit Union and their home loan partner, Mortgage Center. Blue Ox proudly serves anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. And new members are always welcome. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or want to refinance into a better rate, Mortgage Center has a dedicated team of experts ready to help. Apply online at blueoxcu.org/home-mortgages or call 800-648-8035 to get started. Restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 282701.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Anthem is in the books here on K105.3 Football Frenzy. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly here at beautiful, scenic Michigan Center High School on Harsh Barger Road. We are so excited. I love this entrance with the big blow-up Cardinal, and they have that little tunnel. It sets the atmosphere.
This is one of the best settings in all of the Cascades for football is right here, right now, this moment at Michigan Center when the Cardinals come out from under that inflatable Big MC mascot. This is a huge moment for all the schools, and the seniors come out waving the flag, plant it right at the 50-yard line. This is an awesome feeling. It's a great night for football, Joe Cassidy.
It is a beautiful night for football, Mark Daly, as the wonderful announcer for Michigan State University. My Spartans, it's a beautiful day for football, yeah. But I'm not going to do the whole entire shtick.
George Blaha, yeah.
No, that's not George Blaha. That's the radio. I'm talking about the PA, the PA system. Okay. Other great sponsors on tonight's broadcast, not only including True Community Credit Union, where you can enter online right now at K1053.com to win $1,053 for enter for a chance to win. Other sponsors, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, who is our first half sponsor, AeroCorp Credit Union, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Northwest Community Schools, County National Bank, Phelps Towing, Century 21 Affiliated, Columbia School District, Summit Orthodontics, Hanover Horton Schools, Wilby Transit Mix, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, One North Kitchen and Bar, where if you find yourself at One North, get the jambalaya. Just do yourself a favor, get the jambalaya. It's Mark and Joe approved. Tell them what we sent you. They'll understand. Other great sponsors, Grimes Plumbing, Ghost Energy Drink, Penn Chiropractic Center, Jackson YMCA, Meridian Wealth Management, Kelly Express Mart, Trips Auto, Trips Collision Center, Blue Ox Credit Union, and East Jackson Community to schools. A few more games that we're hitting on tonight that will have all those details for you coming up very soon. But first, looks like
we've got three back to receive for the Panthers right now. You've got number 5, Keelan Mullen, number 25, Evan Potts, and looks like number 22, Spencer Brown.
And the kick is away, and that's going to be picked up, Brown, and a quick lateral to number 5, Keelan Mullen. And Mullen's going to cut up field, makes it past the 35, and goes out of bounds at about the 37-yard line. That little trick-a-rooney play kind of pays off for Mullen right there, as Addison has some pretty decent field position out of their first drive.
Yeah, they do have some decent field position. It almost looked like a fake handoff at first because he did have a nice lane over on this side, but he optioned to hand it off. Had some blockers, got great field position, and here they go. Panthers are ready to roll. First and 10.
And they have Mullen listed as a fullback, which means that they have speedier guys than Mullen. We just saw him turn on the Jets to pick up those extra 10 yards because he's about to go down at the 25, but now they have him marked at the 26-yard line. Full bunch set. It'll be handoff right up the gut and taken down rather quickly, number 22, Spencer Brown.
It was Braylon Brown on the stop there for Michigan Center, able to get him right at the knees, kind of upended him a little bit, and prevented that one from being a big takeaway because there really wasn't anybody else on this side. They bunched it up, made it look like they're going right up the gut, and they bounced it just off the tackle.
Bring up second and nine from the 37-yard line, 11:20 to go here, and a handoff out to the right side, and that's going to be a little more successful than the first time, pickup of about four. And that's going to be Spencer Brown.
Spencer Brown on the stop. He was the first one there. Ended up being probably four or five others from Michigan Center on that line, able to get there to assist with the stop.
That's going to set up a third and five here on the 41-yard line. They got to get to the 46 for the first down. Other games we're watching, Jackson, Ypsilanti, Adrian Tecumseh, and Pinckney Chelsea, Lumen Christi, and Western also on the network. A big bunches again, and that's going to be right up the gut and quickly dragged down after a nice pickup is Keelon Mullen.
One of the guys to watch tonight, according to the coach, is Lucas Howard. Lucas Howard was the one that was in on the stop. 5'10", junior for this Michigan Center squad.
Mullen picks up 12 off of that run, a huge run for the Panthers there. Looked like a dead stop third and five, but Mullen has some wheels for being a fullback.
They come out with this bunches T setup.
And quickly taken down. They were trying to go for the fake. But
that was number 30, Adkins Bodie, who came in and made the stop, prevented that from being a big getaway. It was only, just a yard pickup on that play.
Being number 30, Joe Clark on that run, able to pick up one. Ball spotted at the 46-yard line. Must get to the 37 for the first down. And the big bunches again, QB under center, going to do the handoff. Going to go right up the middle, and he's going to pick up about four. And that's Whitmore on the carry, Jackson Whitmore, the running back, linebacker combo. He's a junior for the Panthers. It's going to set up a very manageable third and about three or four, third and four.
Yeah, there was a handful of defenders that were there to prevent that breakaway also. But, yeah, they're getting little chunks here and there, slowly, methodically, with this T offense just moving the ball up the field.
Bunches again, going to go right up the gut. And Mullen going to pick up yet another first down, but not going to pick up 12 this time. He will pick up the exact five that he needed for the sticks.
It's not ever, you're not getting big plays early out of this Addison offense, but you're getting positive yards. Like I said last time, they're moving the ball up the field, and Michigan Center just hasn't been able to dial up a stop on defense yet as the Panthers continue to move the sticks.
A couple defensive substitutions. Brody Shannon going to make appearance on the field. Brody Shannon going to be a name we're going to call a lot on offense. I put money on that, and that's going to be a flag on the field, three flags on the field, all for the same false start. So that's going to push him back five for a first and 15 from the 42.
Addison is the first one to make a mistake in the game, not necessarily a key mistake right now. It's going to back him up, stop their momentum at the moment. We'll see if they're able to recover from being backed up as a result of the offsides or the false start. Excuse me.
Now, I am an awful. I'm awful when it comes to the caster's curse. But we haven't seen Addison throw the ball a single time so far in the 3.5 minutes we've seen them on the field as they're in bunches again. And that's going to be a handoff to number 30, Joe Clark, who's going to pick up about six on that play.
And that would be Lucas Howard, again, making the stop after they got another nice chunk on that. Well, they're in a T offense right now, and you're not going to see a whole lot of run plays coming out of that offense. What you are going to see is a little bit of an RPO option and a lot of confusion, a lot of movement in the backfield, a lot of different misdirections, and it's so hard for the defense to see which way that ball's going to go.
They officially mark it as 8, and they're going on to bunches again. Hand up right up the gut, and that's going to be another first down for it. Ball's on the ground. Let's see if they mark him down or if they call it a fumble, and they will mark him down.
That was 64, Blake Short. First one there to make the stop. Tried to punch the ball out, but he was already down by the time that hit the ground.
That was Brown who got that down to the 23-yard line. So it's going to be first and 10 from the Michigan Center 23. Addison has had no problem moving the ball downfield, just using runs. They're out of the triple set again. Going to be handoff right up the gut. This time to Mullen. Mullen going to cut to the right. Mullen to the 15, 10, 5. Gets in the end zone. And the official call is he knocked out. Touchdown, Panthers. They score first.
Tried to get to him right at the pylon. That was Mitchell Corwin who put the hit on him and made it look like he got him out. But one official on the sideline was looking for confirmation for the officials right there at the middle of the field. That's the one who called touchdown. That's the call that stands. Now the Panthers are getting lined up for what looks like the extra point kick. Are they going to go for two?
I think that was actually Braylon Brown down there on the stop, number 5. They do have him wearing Mitchell Corwin's jersey, but Mitchell Corwin is currently day-to-day, unavailable for tonight's game, and they will go for two here. 7:07 remaining here in the first half. Hand up right up the gut, and they are going to convert to, and that is number 22, Spencer Brown. Who would have thought we would have called his name again? He got a lot of the handoffs in that drive, but scoreboard reads 8-0 early with 7:07 remaining. Michigan Center looking to answer. We'll be back in 60 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Soccer moms, where do you go?
Summit Orthodontics.
Set up your free consultation today with Dr. B at Summit Orthodontics.
They're just so friendly, and we feel like family there. My kids enjoy going, and because they do both braces and Invisalign, it just makes life simple. Dr. B is so likable. She takes all the stress out of treatment. And even better, they run on time, so we don't have to spend our entire day there. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
Call 782-9331 or visit summitorthobraces.com.
In Jackson, Michigan, a piece of white fabric was found at the Jackson Underworld parking lot.
Something was strange at the Jackson Underworld.
Forensic studies proved that this white fabric was actually underpants. Upon further study, it appears that these underpants had also been soiled.
Huh?
Some dude pooped his pants because he was scared, all right?
No!
Jackson's Underworld. Hours, directions, and special discounts at jxunderworld.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly back here, and a punch kick is going to be marked down at about the 38-yard line for Michigan Center.
That was number 74, Quincy Smith, freshman, who kicks off for the Panthers. I think it was just off the side of the foot. It didn't look like that's what they had meant to do.
Well, the deepest one that Michigan Center had, that Coach Troy Allen had, was marked at the 20-yard line. So I think he expected a little bit of maybe tomfoolery by head coach Joshua Lindeman. But it will be first down and 10 from the 38-yard line. 8-0 so far. Addison leads Michigan Center. Michigan Center, their first drive right here. They're looking to be, break things even right here. And that's going to be Putnam going long. Almost caught. Fantastic attempt there. That was Lucas Howard, the 5'10", 155-pound junior that tried to lay out for it. But Putnam just put a little too far.
I had a chance to come out to the practice earlier this week, and they did this a lot. They had 3-4 wideouts, and they were slinging in the practice. And he's got an arm, and he's pretty accurate, too. That one just a couple inches off the fingertips, and they weren't able to connect on that one. But it was close. It was very close.
Adrian Putnam going to be out of the gun. One receiver to his left, one to his right. The back behind him. He's going to have one in motion. He's going to do a pitch play. It's going to be to the 35, and they get to right in front of the sticks, plus some.
That was number 13.
Oh, that's actually Kyron Lane, who is wearing number 4 tonight.
Number 13, Dan Bellinger on the stop for Addison. Yeah, he was able to make a couple cuts. One of the defenders tripped up, who had the best shot on him, lost his feet, couldn't quite get to him. But then he was able to shake away from a couple others before Dan Bellinger was able to make that stop over here, just short of the 50.
Kyron Lane able to take what would have been a 5-yard loss and turn it into a 9-yard gain. And we will see an official timeout. I guess they're marking the ball. Don't know what they're doing.
They're calling it a first down.
Oh, they are, but they're saying move the sticks. That's a first down from Kyron Lane, who's wearing good friend Mitchell Corwin's jersey tonight. Kyron Lane, you're going to hear his name a lot as well. Out of the gun, two receivers to his right. Putnam going to go for the quick button pass, and that's going to be lit up real quick.
That was number 27, Adion Craig, who just lowered the shoulder and put a lick on him.
Putnam just went to the safety valve right out of the gun. Put it down to Brody Shannon. Shannon gets lit up, but still gets 5 yards, putting the ball at the 48-yard line of the Panthers. They're able to move the ball through the air as well as on the ground right now. Out of the gun. Two to his right, two to his left. One in motion. And that's going to be some laundry on the field, if I had to guess. Probably illegal motion on the offense here, but we'll see what the verdict is. If it is, that's going to push him back to a second and 10. Nope, they're going to call offsides. Another first down for the Cardinals.
Offside, you got to be sound. It's at this point in the season, you have to have all these mistakes kind of out of the way. And it looks like there's confusion with the stick crew because they had that second down marker still at the 50. Oh, now they moved it up.
I think they're waiting. It's supposed to be a first down, but they're just going to mark it short of the line. Wonder if there's going to be official timeout, and there won't be. So two receivers to his right, one to his left, who's now in motion. Putnam takes a snap, going to be a handoff right up the middle, and that will be a first down until the ball is on the floor, and that is recovered by Michigan Center, luckily.
I did not see that center jersey get in there. I saw just a swarm of Addison defenders on top of that thing. Even the coaches to our left were cheering. They thought they got the ball.
John Olkowski able to pounce on that. 5'10", 250-pound junior, because that ball was going right in the direction of two Panther jerseys, and he just dove down for it. So that will be an official first down, now marked at the 40-yard line of the Panthers. Michigan Center driving now. One receiver to Putnam's right. Three to his left. Out of the gun. He's going to roll to his left. Just going to try to heave it. And Lane, is he going to be out of bounds? And he will be, but not by much. Fantastic concentration there by Lane. Trying to get 1 foot in, but just unable to. The ball was put a tad outside, but still great adjustment for Lane to prove that he can find the ball. That just puts trust in him.
Yeah,
from a coach's side.
Coach Allen was saying that he's got a tremendous athlete in Lane, and we're going to be surprised by what this kid does throughout the season. I think we got a sense of his athleticism on that play.
I don't know who's going to be surprised, because we called Kyron's name a lot last season. Kyron Lane was a very, very special talent, still is. Two receivers to his right, two to his left, out of the gun. Single back. Putnam, one in motion. He's just going to take the snap himself, and he's going to go up the gut, going to find to the right-hand side a little bit of space, going to pick up about 7 yards on that QB keeper.
That was Rowden Diomenico, who was in on the stop for the Panthers over on the far side.
And there will be a flag on the play, and it's going to go against the offense, so we're going to walk that back, and going to be a holding call. So that's going to put Michigan Center back to not a spot they want to be. It's going to put them at the 49-yard line, so still in plus territory, but it's now a second and 19. Second and 18 is the official. 4:47 remaining. Michigan Center still driving. They are still down to the Addison Panthers, 8-0 here in the first quarter. Three receivers to his left, one to his right, out of the gun once again is Putnam. takes a snap. Just going to look deep. Going deep and picked up to the five, and he steps out at the five.
As close as they have been on, that's what, their third attempt? You knew they were going to connect eventually on one of those long plays. They were just about making it over here on the along the sideline, and right there, able to put it right in the spot where only this receiver could get it, and just a huge pickup. And here they are, knocking on the door of the end zone.
Lucas Howard able to pick that ball over his shoulder at about the 7-yard line, steps out at the 5. That's a first and goal with 4:25 left on the clock. Clock is stopped, but Michigan Center has a chance to knot things up right here. Let's see what the play call is by Coach Allen. Out of the gun once again, Putnam going to do a pitch play to the left-hand side. Going to cut back is Lane, and he's going to be taken down at the 11-yard line, a loss of 6 yards. Michigan Center was not anticipating the speedy defense of Addison on that drive.
Jay Grewan was the first one there, but there was really a host of Panthers to make that stop. Kyra just didn't have anywhere to go. He had the pitch, and he was running left, but there was just a wall of defenders there, and that play was doomed from the start.
Doing from the start indeed, as 3:53 and counting remains here in this first quarter. 8-0, the Addison Panthers on top of the home team, Michigan Center Cardinals. And I love being out here at Michigan Center High School. The crowd is always such a great atmosphere, and you're going to be hearing a lot of them here in this game, especially in a rivalry like this. Out of the gun is Putnam. Putnam rolls to his right, looking, and looks like he's going to take it down. Nope, gets rid of it, and that ball is going to be at exactly the line of scrimmage. So there's going to be no intentional grounding, even though the sideline of Addison is begging for it. Coach Lindman not happy.
Well, they might have a little bit of an argument there because he was being chased, but he was still in between the tackles. He did get the ball, not out of bounds, but at least to the line of scrimmage, new rule this year. But, they might have a valid argument over there.
Well, he came on the field for it. He did back off, but he was looking for that intentional grounding call that never came. Third and goal from the 11-yard line. Puts him in a really tough situation after that fantastic pitch and catch from Putnam to Howard that put him at the 5-yard line. Now third and goal from the 11 out of the gun. Putnam rolls to his right and taken down at the 17-yard line. Huge sack for number 2, Dylan Sodney. I'm sorry, Jackson Whitmore. Was number 2.
Number 2 was in there also. It was, again, Dan Bellinger was in on there and a few others. He was back there running for his life. Putnam really had nowhere to go. This is probably the third or fourth play where he's been chased in the backfield. So far at the line of scrimmage, the Addison defense has been beating the Michigan Center offense off of the snap.
The official call is actually the 22-yard line, not the 17, so that is my apologies. However, fourth and goal from the 22, and the offense is still out there. Three receivers to the left, one to the right, out of the gun. Putnam, not much pressure, going to go high to Kyron Lane and almost caught for the touchdown, but great defense there by Addison to get the turnover on downs.
Number 10, Caleb Potts, just got his mitts up there, punched the ball away. And it went flopping out of bounds. But, again, that was close. That was very close. And Addison turns it over on downs.
That was a fantastic play call by Coach Allen right there. That is exactly where you needed to put the ball. Great pass, accurate pass by Putnam. And Kyron Lane was the right person to make that play. But, like you said,
they're
number
so
10,
close,
Caleb Potts, able to get in there and just knock his bare paw in there to get the ball away.
They're so close. So close on all these plays. Putnam is just, he's almost on the mark every time.
Giant backfield, and that's going to be another pickup of about 4 off the left-hand side, courtesy of number 30, Joe Clark.
Brody Shannon on the stop for Michigan Center, according to our PA announcer here. Not until there was a pickup of 5 for Addison.
I'm always off by a yard. So it's going to be a 2nd and 5. 2:05 remains here in the first quarter. Addison looking to add a lead as they currently lead 8-0.
Well, it's a great crew to our right here on the clock. They're doing a fabulous job. But usually we say it no matter where we are before they have a chance to put it up there.
Most definitely. The jumbo set once again. Handoff right up the gut. And that's going to be a first down. Big hit delivered by Kyron Lane, but not before number 22, Spencer Brown, picks up six.
He got hit, but he just kept chopping his legs. He carried the defender with him for 3 yards.
Addison has stuck with nothing but the run play because it's been effective. Coach Lindeman knows what his team's strengths and weaknesses are, and I'm kind of weary of what the pass game looks like for Addison if they had this much success in the run game, or if it's both very deadly. Maybe they're just saving the passes for later in the game. Jumbo sat once again. A handoff right up the gut. Still on his feet, but only going to pick up about 3 yards is number 5, Keelan Mullen.
64 was also one of the lead blockers right there for him. That was Blake Short, who was able to punch that, help push that one, or help get that stop. Yeah, back to what you're saying about the passing game for Addison. I don't know if we're going to see it. If this has been their bread and butter, and usually teams that use that T offense, if it's working for them, if they're moving the ball, they're content with just eating up the clock and putting points on the board.
Looks like we're going to see a possible false start. Wait for the referees to confab and give us the call. I've only ever seen the jumbo package work with one other team, and this could be offsides on Michigan Center, so that's going to push it to a 2nd and 1 from the 43-yard line. Still in their own territory, but they're getting closer and closer with this jumbo package run game. But Constantine was the other team who Michigan Center was very familiar with, as Constantine's the one that beat Michigan Center 2 years ago during the COVID season.
Well, we did see it a lot a couple weeks back, too. Not the entire game, but Reading used this setup a lot, too, against Grass Lake.
This is true, but Grass Lake able to stop a majority of it, and a handoff right up the gut once again into the 40, 35, 30, foot race now, makes a cut, gets pushed out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Number 22, Spencer Brown, putting his team in fantastic field position in the red zone once again.
It was a foot race. Lucas Howard was right there with him and gave him the trouble and forced him out of bounds. Really wasn't a big hit on there. He tried to juke to get around him, but Howard wouldn't have any of it and saved the touchdown on that play.
Michigan Center defense just looking extremely lost right now as 10 seconds remains here in the first quarter. See if Addison tries to put up another score before the end of the first quarter. The Michigan Center defense just looking lost right now. They're not able to stop that jumbo package as they're in the jumbo package once again. Handoff right up the middle. And that's going to be brought down at the 4-yard line. So an 11-yard run by number 30, Joe Clark.
And there really wasn't anybody that wrapped him up and took him down. He bounced off of 3 defenders before he lost his feet short of the goal line.
And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. Addison leads 8-0. They're looking to score again. We come back the start of the second quarter, flipping it after we flip sides. And Addison has a first and goal from the 4-yard line on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, and the Galleon Napoleon now offers DoorDash.
This month, enjoy two-item pizzas for just $23.99.
Kelly Express Mart is hiring. Check them out online at kellyexpressmart.com for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMainSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
K105.3 Football Frenzy after one quarter. About to have, or we have 12 on the clock now to start the second. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly after one quarter, 8-0 Addison on top of Michigan Center, looking to score again as they have a first and goal from the 4-yard line as their jumbo bunch package has just been effective. That has been their play every single call. And that has marched them downfield not once but twice now. Jumbo bunches again. Right up the gut, and that's going to be walked in for a touchdown, number 30, Joe Clark.
Yeah, so far Addison just does, or Michigan Center doesn't have a defensive answer for this Addison offense, just overpowering them, overpowering with a very Big Ten, classic Big Ten-esque run game right here.
Fantastic little 4-yard dash for Joe Clark. He was able to get them down to the 4-yard line from the 15-yard line, and then Coach Lindemann said, you know what, go ahead and punch it in, as the 2-point conversion is set up once again in the jumbo package. And handoff is in, and 2-point conversion is good, Spencer Brown. So that's going to put Michigan Center down 16-0 against the Addison Panthers in a matchup of 2-1 versus 1-2. We'll be back in 60 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
It's a great day to be a Mountie.
As proud Northwest alumni, J-Rod and I realize the impact Northwest Community Schools has had on our lives.
From the staff to lifelong friends made during our time at Northwest, Jenny and I are honored to be a part of a school that gives so much to the community and their students.
Northwest Community Schools, the direction of greatness.
Once a Mountie?
Always a Mountie.
For more information and to join the Mountie Nation, visit nwschools.org.
We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly back here. K105.3 Football Frenzy. Addison on top, 16-0, and another pooch kick that's going to be picked up by Lane, it appears. And Lane going to make a cut back, going to find himself past the 40, down to the 45. Brought down, I believe, at the, yep, they will mark him at the 45-yard line. So a 20-yard return by Kyron Lane. Fantastic ability to stop on a dime and cut up field because he was going to be dropped for a 2-yard pickup, possibly loss.
Oh, he's got strength. He certainly has the power to break some of those tackles. We saw a little bit of it there. So, yeah, he's definitely one of their key guys here on the offense and also, as we just seen, on those special teams. Out of town, East Lansing up on DeWitt, 7-3. Tecumseh over Adrian right now, 7-0.
We did see scoreless after one. Lumen Christie and Western over on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Out of the gun once again. Going to be handoff right up the middle and brought down after a 1-yard gain is number one, Shannon. Brody Shannon, a dual sport athlete. Well, two that I know of, probably a lot more. Also a stellar guard on the forward guard, being 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1",
Domenico was the defender there that was in on the stop and really prevented that from being more than just the one gainer, the 1 yard gainer for the for center.
Out of the gun once again. Two to his left, two to his right, takes the snap. Putnam going to look back. He has to evade. And Putnam going to be brought down at the 32-yard line. Huge 14-yard sack. Going to be a third and 23 for Michigan Center.
Gabe Pepper chased him down along with three other of the defenders who were able to get through that O-line for Michigan Center. But Gabe Pepper was the one who got to him first, brought him down, rolled him around. And Center, at this point, just getting overpowered at the line. And I think we're starting to see this early in the game that D-line for the Panthers is starting to grind down even more that offensive line.
Addison's defense has always been strong, always been strong. Let's see if they can stop this third and 23. Out of the gun is Putnam. Rolls back, being chased once again. Does evade, and another flag on the play, and Putnam just going to take off and find himself at the 37-yard line. So, pending the flag, that was a 5-yard pickup, if that's against the defense.
It's kind of in the area of holding, but we'll have to see. Addison's not bringing any extra heat. That pressure is from their four.
They're waving the flag off.
Their four linemen. No flag on the play. Again, Putnam is running for his life back there. And Addison, just their linemen. Their two guards and their edges wreaking all the havoc in the Michigan center backfield this evening.
It's going to bring up a 4th and 17 with 10:05 remaining here in the first quarter. Addison leads 16-0 if you're just tuning in. And the officials will talk about something.
You got Spencer Brown set to return for Addison once this kick goes off. Yeah, I wonder what they're talking. Maybe they're exchanging recipes out there. The good chili recipe, maybe.
I need it. And all officials are getting together now. They get the whole crew together. We'll see what's going on here. It is 4th and 17.
Fall Fest and Chili Classic coming up October 1st. And how's the chili coming along downtown Jackson?
How's the chili coming along in downtown
Jackson? Yeah, because aren't you putting together the chili for the event downtown?
I'm putting together our chili.
Yeah. That's what I'm asking. Well, we'll get to it after the play.
And the punt is back. Low snap. Managed to pick it up. Good ball. End over end. We feel it at the 27-yard line and a fair catch. Great boot there by number 42, Spencer Berkeypile. The sophomore has a leg. He must be a soccer player. That's how you flip a field. Offense from special teams jogging off. Defense jogging back on. You can bet your bottom dollar that Addison probably going to go out of the jumbo bunch once again.
I think that's all we're going to see here tonight. Michigan Center has to dial up an answer for it. Look, they're crowding the line. They're putting more guys in the box right now. They've got five guys up front.
I mean, they should have everyone on the line because they know exactly what's coming. The three-headed monster in the back, jumbo bunch, handoff. Going to be right up the gut and close to the sticks. Close to the first down, I believe. That was number 5, Mullen. Thought I saw 85 in there, but 85 was the block.
Yeah, we're giving the credit to a flock of Cardinals for the stop there for Michigan Center, preventing that, preventing the sticks from being moved.
Looks like they're going to mark it about 2 yards shy, so this will be a second and about 2. Jumbo bunch once again. Michigan Center playing heavy on the line. Right up the gut. 22. Spencer Brown going to get past the 45-yard line down to the 46 for another first down, a pickup of 9. Addison has had 2 drives prior to this, scored on both of them. This is their third drive, and they're looking to score again. Michigan Center looking to just find the answer.
Brody Shannon and Brendan Fruth were both in on the stop, along with a couple others there for this Cardinal defense.
Addison traveled very well, about 70 fans over there for the Panthers.
That's not too far of a drive.
No, but still, big. Just one of those games. And right up the gut is going to be Mullen. Mullen going to be dragged down past the 50 all the way down to the Michigan Center 39-yard line. He just kept on churning.
Kyron Lane, again, the one that's making first contact for the stop for Michigan Center, but those sticks continue to move, and time just keeps ticking off the clock.
8:37 and counting remaining here in the second quarter. Addison with a big pickup right there. Now down to the Michigan Center 39-yard line, leading 16-0, looking to go up possibly 24-0, pending the outcome of this drive. Jumbo bunches again. Hand off this time to Brown. Brown going to go right up the gut and find himself close to the sticks once again for a gain of, looks like, 8 yards.
Yeah, with this type of offense, when you get that inside handoff, the defense is collapsing on it, but you've got the offensive lineman pushing, you've got the defensive lineman pushing back. It's like a big scrum that moves 8 yards each time.
You know, they're consistently getting 8 and 9 yards at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Addison, that front is just able to push that Michigan Center defense back. Handoff once again to Brown, and Brown's going to be stuffed.
That looks like it was Brody Shannon again on the stop on that one. One of the few times that Michigan Center has been able to prevent any gains for the offense. That was actually a good stop.
That was actually Joe Clark. Was not Brown. That was Joe Clark with no gain there. So ball remains at the 31-yard line. Third and two with 7:18 and counting remaining here in the first half.
Michigan Center, Addison really hasn't found themselves having to convert too many third downs this game.
They've had to face a couple, but not many. Jumbo bunches once again. Handoff right up the gut. Goes to number two, Jackson Whitmore, and he will pick up the sticks. Gets 2 yards, which is all he needed for the first down. Michigan Center able to prevent any 8 or 9 yard pickup there.
Brody Shannon again, and on the stop, according to our PA announcer. It's, another first down. Sticks continue to move forward. They're just getting it in big chunks in this last couple series, just little chunks here and there, but it's still enough for them to get that first down.
Absolutely. 6:49 and counting, 16-0 Addison over Michigan Center. First and 10 from the 29-yard line in the second quarter. Michigan Center defense just looking for some kind of answer here. Jumbo bunches once again to Mullen. Mullen up the middle. Mullen going to find himself with a first down. He's going to find exactly 10 yards. So there's that big chunk you were looking for.
Brendan Fruth among those on the stop for the Cardinals. And really, it was almost like a matter of position. He just happened to be right there as he was ran into and wrapped him up at that point. And he kind of fell backwards to make the stop.
Timeout, Michigan Center. We're going to take 30 seconds, come back. Addison has a first and 10 from the 21-yard line, up 16-0. Be back in 60 on K105.3. I'm sorry, 30 on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Fall is for families at the Jackson YMCA. Look for free events and membership specials at the YMCA throughout the month of October. The Y will be offering $0 join fees on all membership types when you join in October. That's a savings of up to $100. The YMCA is also holding free family events every Sunday in October. From swimming to rock wall climbing to gym games, these free events show families everything the YMCA has to offer. For more information, visit JacksonYMCA.org.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly back here. Addison facing a current first and 10 from the 21-yard line, even though they have the sticks marked at the 19. So let's go with the 19-yard line. First and 10 with 6:30 remaining here. Michigan Center now out of their timeout. Addison getting their directions. Most likely a jumbo bunch, if I had to guess. And my guess is correct. That 300 monster has been working for them every single play and goes right back to it, back to Whitmore up the middle. And Whitmore going to pick up this almost to the sticks once again. Going to be down at the 10-yard line, just a half a yard shy of that first down.
Michigan Center not even trying to defend the pass. I don't think we're going to see it at all tonight. And by the time anybody gets their hands on the ball carrier, he's already made it past the lineman. He's halfway through the linebackers. And that's when you're getting three or four guys on just to make the stop.
6 minutes exactly remaining here in the first half. Michigan Center sideline looking a little down and out of it. Looking for some kind of answer for a second and one. Handoff right up to Mullins right at the middle, and Mullins going to find the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers.
Another score off of, and it's all been on the ground. It's been all ground attack so far tonight for Addison.
Mullen, Keelan Mullen with the 11-yard touchdown dash, touched by two Cardinals. But that speed, that burst of speed when he found his way past the line, able to carry him until the goal line where he would be eventually brought down, but not before he reached that ball out to put his team up 22-0, 5:44 remaining here And once again, a two-point conversion. Let's see what the call is here. Jumbo bunch. Who would have thought? Up the middle is Spencer Brown. And Brown going to find his way for the two-point conversion. 24-0. 5:44 remaining here in the first half. Three drives, three touchdowns for Addison. Two drives so far for Michigan Center. And one punt, one turnover on downs. We're going to be back in 60 seconds for Michigan Center's third attempt at this to find some points before halftime on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
If your next event has left you feeling stressed and overwhelmed, don't be. With One North Kitchen and Bar, they have catering options to fit every occasion. Book One North for your catering and holiday parties by calling 962-5056. Located on Bond Steel Drive off of Springport Road, One North Kitchen and Bar is the perfect place to gather friends and family. Live entertainment, craft cocktails, and amazing food makes for the perfect night out. One North Kitchen and Bar, making the good times great.
Any day is a great day to be a Comet. As a leader in academics, athletics, and the arts, at Hanover Horton, we are small enough to care, but big enough to meet the needs of your student. Thanks to our dedicated staff, great students, supportive community, and amazing facilities, Hanover Horton is the right choice for your student. We have proven intervention programs to go along with opportunities to earn college credit from both dual enrollment and middle college options. Hanover Horton is ready to help your student meet the challenges of today and tomorrow. For more information, look us up on Facebook, Instagram, or at hanoverhorton.org. Hanover Horton Schools, creating a better world one student at a time. Go Comets.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly back here on K105.3 Football Frenzy. 5:44 remains here in the first half. Addison up 24-0. Three drives they've had, all ending in touchdowns and two-point conversions. They've ran one play, and that being the jumbo bunch, the three-headed monster, and it's worked for successfully every single time. Though the least they've gained on it is 2 yards, the most they gained on it is 20-30 plus. So let's see.
It's only been maybe at most half a dozen plays from that formation, and they've all been run plays, off tackle, maybe just around the edge, right off the guard,
out of the gun, and nice catch there by number 2 Lucas Howard to move the sticks. Going to be in Panther territory for the first time since their first drive.
Caleb Potts right there as he was able to get the reception. Caleb Potts right there on the stop.
5:30 and counting remaining here in the first half. 24-0. Michigan Center looking to put some points on the board before halftime. Hopefully their offense can get some things going. Coach Troy Allen, a very smart football mind, very high football IQ. No-nonsense coach. Who's got a lot of tricks up his sleeve. 1st and 10, out of the gun. Putnam takes it, just going to look over. And making the diving catch is Kyron Lane.
Addison got a little something going on here. He was wide open. There wasn't any defenders around him. Found that spot in the zone. It had to come back a little bit to make the diving catch. Ball not completely on the mark, but it's positive yards for the Panthers. Or, I'm sorry, for the Cardinals.
It doesn't matter if it's on the line or not, because he still was able to jump on over for that for a 9-yard gain. Be a manageable 2nd and 1 from the Panther 39-yard line as the center Cardinals are trailing 24-0. Now under 4:30 remaining here.
Troy Allen telling me earlier this week that he's typically the kind of guy that likes to run the ball.
Out of the gun, looks to his right and goes to Kyron Lane. Kyron Lane going to make the cut down to the 15-20 foot race. 10-5, touchdown Cardinals. 39-yard catch. That Kyron Lane speed stopping on a dime. That pays off this time for Michigan Center. No flags on the field either.
Just when we're thinking that Addison has all the momentum, Michigan Center, with that pass game, is making things happen here at the field.
The pass game successful for them this time on this third drive. Able to finally get on the scoreboard with 4:13 remaining here in the first half. Let's see if they set up for the two-point conversion. I expect them to.
Like I was saying, Troy Allen, he typically wants to run the ball, but with this group of guys, the talent that he has in the field, the passing game with the wideouts has been working for him, and that's what he's going with this season.
Out of the gun, one to his left, two to his right. They do a quick pitch. Do we see a trick play? And no, we do not see a trick play. We see a trick play implode. That was a handoff to Lucas Howard, who was looking for, looks like number 7, Dayton Spencer, in the back of the end zone, but Addison had that heavily guarded.
Saw this play in their practice the other day, because Lucas was the one that they were grooming to be their quarterback until Putnam came back after being away from Michigan Center for a couple years.
We're going to take 30 seconds, come back. Michigan Center finally able to get on the board, 24-6. Addison looking to respond. Back in 30 on K105.3, Football Frenzy.
Open your Michigan-made checking account with True Community Credit Union. When you open a Michigan-made checking account, you can earn up to 3.5% APY each month based on the activities and relationships you have connected to your account. The more points you earn, the higher the rewards. Plus, there's no minimum balance or monthly fee. Visit TrueCCU.com to open your Michigan-made checking account today.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly back here. K105.3 Football Frenzy. 4:13 remains, and Michigan Center finally able to put some points on the board courtesy of a second and one pass from the 39-yard line straight from Putnam's hands. Quick strike to Kyron Lane, able to cut back a few times and use his speed to do the rest. 24-6 in the kickoff, which is what we have not seen since the opening drive, Mark, for Michigan Center.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and that's a good high kick.
That's going to be a little trickery. And trying to figure out who has it. Looks like number 22. Brown still has it. Brown with the trickery down to the 20. Still on his feet. 10-5 touchdown, Panthers. Offense doesn't even need a chance on the field. And no, oh, there is a flag down, though. There is a flag. Probably in the realm of a holding.
Yeah, it could be. It's hard to tell. And like you said, we could not tell which way that ball was going to go. They had three guys back there ready to catch it. Looked like there's a pitch to one. I was looking for the ball to come this way to the left-hand side. It looked like most of the defenders were looking for that, too.
I think you and I were both looking at number 5, Keelan.
Yeah, that's what it looked like the ball went to. But it was, yeah, they definitely have their special teams dialed in. Looking forward to the call here.
That was still a fantastic run there made by Brown. It's too bad it's negated because his offense wouldn't even need to get on the field. They could have probably just gone to the tunnel for halftime. And it will be a first and 10 from their own 10-yard line. So instead of it being, you know, a 75-yard kickoff touchdown, they now have 90 yards in front of them.
They got a long way to go, just under 4 minutes to tick this off. And, well, I still think we're going to see nothing but that run ground game from them for this drive.
And they're out of the bunches once again. The three-headed monster going to be a handoff this time to the right side. And Michigan Center able to cut him down after a 2-yard gain. I believe you just said that was Byron Creech, number 7, getting in there.
Out of town, Hudson and Ida are knotted up at 6.
Wow.
Tecumseh and Adrian tied up at 14. And right now, Grass Lake is on top of Hanover Horton, 7-0.
There's a lot of good football being played. I cannot wait until we're on a Grass Lake Hanover Horton game together. They are such a blast. It's either going to be an all offensive game or all defensive game. There's no in the middle.
That's why they call it the Rugged Cascades.
This is true. This is very, very true. We're going to see a timeout call. Just want to say a quick thank you to Minuteman Sewer and Drain, our first half sponsor. They open drains, others can't. And we see a full timeout taken by Addison. So that means we're going to take 60 seconds ourselves. Come back with a second and 8, 3:07 remaining on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hello, this is Joel at Will Be Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Will Be Transmix at 782-9493 or online at willbetransmix.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offers DoorDash.
This month, enjoy two-item pizzas for just $23.99.
Kelly Express Mart is hiring. Check them out online at kellyexpressmart.com for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly back here on K105.3 Football Frenzy. They didn't need 60 seconds. They only needed 30 because Spencer Brown got upended after a two-yard pickup, and they're going to go right back to the bunches. And for the first time tonight, they're not going to get the first down. It'll be a fourth down.
Fourth down, and I'm actually kind of curious to see what they dial up here. Because every time they've been, unless there's been a penalty or something, they've been able to move the ball forward. They're going to punt. They are going to do the punt.
That's going to actually bring on a timeout for Michigan center. Coach Allen, I don't know what he said to his guys after that score, but whatever it is, that's the first time we've seen fourth down tonight. We're going to keep it here on the broadcast because Mark has a few games that we are also looking for. We're looking for scores tonight.
Well, some of the scores that we have come in, we have DeWitt is on top of East Lansing, 20-14, and we have a score for Clinton right now over Columbia Central. That contest is 20-0. Some of the other ones that we're following, we're looking for scores from Manchester versus East Jackson, Springport, and Napoleon tonight. Homer versus Quincy, some of those other ones that we're looking at. In eight-man football, Vermontville, Maple Valley, going to be the newest Big 8 member. They're taking on Concord. That Vermontville Maple Valley going to be in the Big 8 next year. We also have an 8-man BD versus Vandercook Lake, some of the games that we're following and looking for scores here tonight as they come in from our out-of-town scoreboard.
There's also a couple other sources I'm going to explore for scores. But right now, it'll be a 4th-and-2 with 2:24 remaining, and they're just going to go right back to the jumbo bunch. Hand it off to Brown, and Brown going to pick up the sticks, but not much more. He's going to pick up three. He only needed two, but that will be a first down for Addison.
There was just a crowd of Cardinals that were in on the stop there, but again, it's the lines that are the offensive line for Addison is dominating this game, and nobody's touching the ball carrier until they get at least the linebackers or more.
And a big hit. Big, big hit made by number 7, Dayton Spencer, on Brown. I'm sorry, not Brown. That was Jackson Whitmore. And at the end of one, Jonesville leads Bronson 30-0. And that's going to be a 2nd-and-7 from Addison's own 26-yard line. Minute 35 remaining. Jumbo bunches once again. And Michigan center able to eat that up, and no gain will be had this time around. Now that brings up a 3rd and possible 6, but more than likely 7. And it will be 7. A minute 17 remains here. So Coach Troy Allen, if he has another timeout, I don't know if he uses it now or after the third down play, but you better bet your bottom dollar that Addison's going to drain this clock down as low as they can get it.
Braylon Brown, the first one there to make the stop for Michigan center.
Jumbo bunches once again. Handoff right at the gut to Brown. Brown going to be stopped 3 yards shy of the sticks. That's going to be another fourth down. Back-to-back fourth down. See if Michigan center can get their guys off the field. And Coach Troy Allen not calling a timeout. I thought he had one to give. And there it is. He will call it with 38 seconds remaining with a 4th-and-2.
Joel Wisniewski, number 33 for center, was the one who was able to make that stop on the last play for Michigan Center. And you're right, it looks like they're dialing something up here on defense. We're seeing more fourth downs for the Addison offense now.
We didn't see fourth downs until this drive, and it's been back-to-back fourth downs. Right now, we're going to head over to college football and let you know that ESPN is reporting that Louisville is down 7-0 on Florida State with 9:47 remaining here, remaining there in the first quarter. And Louisville has the ball on the Florida State 32-yard line. Going to have some other scores for you as the evening goes on. Tigers currently leading the White Sox, bottom of the second, 1-0, two outs, bases cleared. Thought the Tiger season was done. It is not.
But not until October 5th.
As a Detroit fan, there's always next year. Jumbo bunches once again in Michigan Center, stacking that line. And there will pick up the sticks just by how much, and he just keeps on. And the ball's stripped away, and Kyra Lane comes up with it at the 41-yard line of Addison.
There wasn't anybody on the planet who saw that until after you had called it. Nobody knew where that ball had come from. He comes up jumping around. It's like the crowd didn't even believe it had happened. Michigan Center has the ball. Good field position, too.
I thought Brown was still just chugging along, and Kyra Lane just rips that ball out of his hands. 30 seconds remaining. Can Michigan Center get another score to cut this deficit to possibly 10 before the half? Out of the gun. Three to his left, one to his right. Out of with a back right next to him. Gets the snap. Going to look over. Has to run for his life. Just going to drop it off short. Breaks the tackle. Keeps on going. That's Brody Shannon. Going to pick up about 20 on that play.
Found the soft spot in that zone defense that Addison likes to play. And he had about 20 yards before anybody was able to get a hand on him.
And no timeouts remain, so there will be clock stoppage right there after a massive first down. Only took 3 seconds off the clock. So 16 seconds remain here in the first half. Let's see what Coach Allen dials up, because he's only going to have two chances at the end zone here, realistically, unless you can pick up the sticks again, but you don't have the time to waste. So right now you have three shots at the end zone for second, third, and fourth down. Out of the gun, going to the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Cardinals! Number 8, Hunter Clemens! Climbs the ladder and comes down with it.
That was they were wrestling around on the ground for it, but the official put the hands up. Joe Clark was the one. Sophomore for Addison was the defender on that play. And, tall man wins. Tall man wins on that one.
The mismatch was perfect. Clemens comes in at 6'1", a junior, 160 pounds. Puts another touchdown on the board for the Cardinals. The second in just 3 minutes. Now 11 seconds remains here in the half as they're looking to go for two and make this a 10-point game. See what the play call is. Two receivers to his left, one to his right. One man in motion out of the gun. Shannon going to roll to his right. Shannon to the 10. And caught! Shannon, two-point conversion is good. Michigan Center pulls within 10 after being down 24.
Yeah, they were looking for for Shannon in the end zone, and that was a tight window that he had to get that in there. Only got in the one spot where he could get it, and 2-point conversion, 10-point ball game, a thriller here at Michigan Center.
We're gonna take 30 seconds, come back, catch our breaths, for the final 11 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Phil Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers. We're expanding, and we're looking for good people to join our team. If you're interested in a career, how about joining an exciting career in a new field, ADAS, Advanced Safety Systems for your cars? Do you know these cars drive themselves? They park themselves? How would you like to know how to fix this? Come join us. We'll teach you how. If you want to be a part of something bigger than a job, come see us. Please apply in person. Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Addison 24, Michigan Center 14. Looking to make some noise here. 11 seconds remain here in the half. And a nice little punch kick there. Going to land at the 10-yard line. And Mullen going to pick it up. Mullen's going to cut to the right and be dropped at the 18-yard line with 5 seconds remaining.
Some more out of town. We've got Constantine 20 over Schoolcraft 10. And Western Lumen, they're still knotted up at zero at the half.
I'm sure they have an absolute packed stadium over there. I believe it's at Western High School, isn't it? Or is it at Lumen Christi?
Yeah, I'm not sure off the top of my head.
Regardless, those stands are full wherever it's at.
Yeah, Lumen at Western tonight.
Oh, yeah, definitely packed stands then. Those students climb on the roof over there. Couple bunches at the end, but they're going to do a pitch play this time to Spencer Brown, and Brown just going to make a few cuts, just wait for the clock to run out, and it does finally hit zero after he picks up nine. So that'll be the end of the first half. We're going to step aside, take 3 minutes, come back, get you some first half analysis, send you away for some This Week in MHSAA, and then come back with the second half on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Columbia School District's Great Start Readiness Program is part of Michigan's state-funded preschool program for four-year-old children. Children provided with a high-quality preschool experience show significant positive developmental educational differences when compared to children from similar backgrounds who did not attend preschool. Columbia School District, leading the way in Jackson County, from preschool and early fives through high school and adult education. Learning today, leading tomorrow. Visit us at myeagles.org.
Pause to look around. It's 2022. Life's been hard, and we're all longing for connection. When we're looking for a school to call home, we're looking for the same thing: a place to belong, an extended family to support our kids, a place where everybody knows your name. East Jackson Community Schools has caring teachers and staff that truly care about students and families. Your child deserves the best opportunities for preschool, quality education opportunities, and advanced track training. East Jackson is a connected community school with all the offerings of a bigger school, but is leading the way on fast-track careers for students. East Jackson is a hidden gem amongst area schools. We continually search for new ways to expand opportunity for our students. We thank our community for their unending support of our mission in educating the leaders of tomorrow, and we welcome you to be a part of the East Jackson family. Want to find out more? Connect with us. Visit eastjacksonschools.org, call, or just stop by. Go Trojans!
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMainSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
There's a new real estate group in town with two well-known teams joining forces, creating a powerhouse called Pure Michigan Realty Group at Century 21 Affiliated.
Brett Miles here. I'm super excited to announce this awesome merger. We're here to facilitate all of your real estate needs.
This is Logan Everett. We're your one-stop shop. We have everything from a buyer's agent, foreclosure specialist, two listing agents, and everything in between.
Come down and visit us. We're located at 1 Jackson Square, right in downtown Jackson.
Check out the Pure Michigan Realty Group on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, and even TikTok.
I'm Dr. Randolph Penn. I run and operate Penn Chiropractic Center. Well, there's no one that is immune to stress. We can't remove it. Stress accumulates over time, whether we're professionals that have high-stress jobs, people on the road driving. The last thing you want to do is wait till you have back pain. Best thing to do is get checked. And as we maintain and manage those stressors throughout life, this is how we're able to keep people at a high level. And our patients are the healthiest patients in town.
If being at your best health is a goal this year, begin your journey today. DocPenn.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly back here at Michigan Center High School for halftime. Scoreboard reads 24-14. Michigan Center scores 14 unanswered before the half. That was a wild last few minutes of the first half there, Mark.
Absolutely. Michigan Center, the first quarter really could not do anything to stop that powerful Addison run. And then all of a sudden, after one of the timeouts in the second quarter, it's like that defense came out as a different beast and was stopping that Addison O, keeping up to four downs, and just stalling that offense. And then, same thing on offense. Michigan Center trying to connect with those passes. Normally not a passing offense. Normally like to run, like we had talked about. Spreading it out, doing things a little different this year. Coming so close so many times to connect. And that didn't catch fire until later in the second half, where they were able to connect for... some good scores. You had Kyron Lane, 39-yard touchdown pass with a two-point conversion afterwards. And then after that, a 20-yard connection with Hunter Clemens, and then the two-point conversion after that. That's how they put 14 unanswered late in the second half. Penalties, not a whole lot of flags hitting the turf here tonight. You've got Addison, who's really had most of the markers down. They had a 5-yard false start, 10-yard offsides in the first quarter. Second quarter, they had that very important, almost, I don't want to say a key penalty, but it brought back that 79-yard kickoff return with a little trickeration in there. There was a holding call. Wipe that score off the board, and that's probably the turning point right here in the first half. And that's when Michigan Center was able to start taking over on D, and that's when they were able to start putting some more points on the board.
That is a fantastic time for Uncle Mo to give Michigan Center a call in the last few minutes of the first half, because now they get the ball to start the second half. They kicked off. We only saw three kickoffs now, but... for Michigan Center. However, Michigan Center did kick off to start the game, so they're going to have a chance to possibly bring this in within a one-score game in just a few minutes. That all being said, 24-14, we're going to send it back to the studio for a couple minutes, get you some This Week in MHSAA, take another quick break, and bring you back for the second half on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Any day is a day to be a Comet. As a leader in academics, athletics, and the arts, at Hanover Horton, we are small enough to care, but big enough to meet the needs of your student. Thanks to our dedicated staff, great students, supportive community, and amazing facilities, Hanover Horton is the right choice for your student. We have proven intervention programs to go along with opportunities to earn college credit from both dual enrollment and middle college options. Hanover Horton is ready to help your student meet the challenges of today and tomorrow. For more information, look us up on Facebook, Instagram, or at hanoverhorton.org. Hanover Horton Schools. Creating a better world one student at a time. Go Comets.
Hello, this is Joel at Will Be Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Will Be Transmix at 782-9493 or online at willbetransmix.com.
Fall is for families at the Jackson YMCA. Look for free events and membership specials at the YMCA throughout the month of October. The Y will be offering $0 join fees on all membership types when you join in October. That's a savings of up to $100. The YMCA is also holding free family events every Sunday in October. From swimming to rock wall climbing to gym games, these free events show families everything the YMCA has to offer. For more information, visit jacksonymca.org.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going to need a plumber. But when you do, always know Grimes Plumbing is here for you with same-day service. You can take peace of mind knowing that Grimes Plumbing has you covered, and we back our work with a one-year labor warranty. So if you have a clogged drain or water leak that needs to be fixed, before further damage happens to your home, trust the experts at Grimes Plumbing. Check us out online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
The MHSAA record books are chock full of history and amazing numbers, plus a well-decorated runner has advice for the next generation. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. Did you know that Muskegon High School has won more football games than any other high school in MHSAA history? The Big Reds began play in 1895, and going into week four, have won 879 games. From 1968 through 1975, Hudson won a state record 72 consecutive games. The longest active winning streak belongs to Grand Rapids Catholic Central, who have now won 40 straight. And the last time a team went through the entire regular season without allowing a point was in 1973, when Saginaw Arthur Hill went 9-0, winning every game by shutout. There are entire record books for each of the MHSAA's 29 sports online. Just go to MHSAA.com. Each sport has a link for their record book near the top of their page. You can look for team or individual records, as well as records for championship events. It's a great way to delve into the history of each sport. How else would you know that Rockford has made 26 straight football postseasons, the longest streak in state history? And if you think you have a record that should be added, check out the submission instructions at the top of each record book page. Game balls this week go to Boyne City's Ava Tarsi. The junior volleyball player had 35 assists, 7 kills, and 5 aces in Boyne City's come-from-behind 3-2 win over Sheboygan. Sturgis running back Jacob Thompson, who ran for 302 yards and 6 touchdowns in a 55-34 win over Plainwell. Thompson also threw for a score in the win. And to Lake Orion senior volleyball player Nina Horning. She helped lead the Dragons to a straight sets win over Detroit Country Day, including 10 kills alone in the third set, as she continues to move up the all-time list in that category.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mi-student-aid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
In volleyball, you'll sometimes see the first referee give a double thumbs up signal. That's not because the referee was impressed with a huge spike. So what does it mean? A double thumbs up signal indicates there will be a replay of the rally or point. What causes a do-over for a rally or point? This most often occurs when something or someone enters the proximity of the playing area, but can also happen when the ball gets lodged in the net or overhead obstruction, when it hits certain objects on the wall short distances from the court, and when a player gets a little anxious and serves before the first ref's whistle. And, unlike any other sport, the point will be replayed if the officials just can't come to an agreement on the call. The point gets wiped off the board, and the whole rally starts anew, like it never happened.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you are interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. On June 23, 1972, Title IX was signed into law. In the 50 years since, millions of girls have participated in an MHSAA-sponsored sport, and that number continues to grow every year. We've celebrated their numerous contributions and achievements in a variety of ways this past year, and will continue to do so leading up to the 25th Annual Women in Sports Leadership Conference in October. Today, we highlight Kayla Jackson. The recent Detroit Renaissance graduate won 5 individual track and field championships and was a part of 6 relay titles. She owns the all-finals record in the 200 and 400 relay, and next, she's off to run at the University of Georgia.
Being a female athlete is important to me because it kind of shows other girls and women that we can do the same thing just as men and maybe be even better. And I just want to let people know that it's okay to make mistakes. Not everything's going to be perfect, but as long as you put the most effort into your craft, then everything will be okay.
For more information on the WISL conference or for previous Title IX at 50 spotlights, please check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.
Hey there again, Jackson. This is Joel at Phelps Towing, wishing you all a happy and safe summer. Don't forget to give us a shout if you've spent a little too much time on the lake and happen to lock your keys in your car. Or even worse yet, your car won't start. We offer all types of vehicle services and are here to serve you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, even on holidays. Phelps Towing is a family-owned company, and our goal is to serve Jackson County and the surrounding areas with honest, dependable service in your time of need. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921. That's 764-1921.
September is Mom's Orthodontic Month. You've survived summer. You kept the kids alive, gotten them back to school. Mom, now it's your time to do something for you. Treat yourself to a beautiful new smile at Summit Orthodontics. Their convenient appointments fit with any mom's busy schedule. And even better, they're the highest-ranked Invisalign provider for over 30 miles. Schedule your free consultation today with Dr. B at Summit Orthodontics. Call 782-9331 or visit summitorthobraces.com.
It's a great day to be a Mountie.
As proud Northwest alumni, J-Rod and I realize the impact Northwest Community Schools has had on our lives.
From the staff to lifelong friends made during our time at Northwest, Jenny and I are honored to be a part of a school that gives so much to the community and their students.
Northwest Community Schools, the direction of greatness.
Once a Mountie,
always a Mountie.
For more information and to join the Mountie Nation, visit nwschools.org. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Here on K105.3 Football Frenzy, where you can enter for a chance to win $1,053 at K105.3.com. Winner will be drawn at the end of the season, but we got some out-of-town scores, Mark.
Yeah, Clinton is putting on a Clinton clinic over Columbia Central right now, 40-0 for there. Dexter is on top of Ypsilanti Community, 24-0. Historic Marshall is just ahead of Harper Creek right now, 14-13. Constantine on top, 26-0. I can't see who they're playing right now. Do you know that off the top of your head?
Whoever it is that's on the west side of the state, I know that.
That's right. So, yeah, those are the most recent ones that have come in. Last we heard, it was still knotted up, zero piece, Lumen versus Western. Catch that game on our sister station, News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
That's what we're done.
And 14-0, Colon, over a very good Lunaway Christian team in eight-man football.
The lights are officially taken over the stadium. I love Friday Night Lights, man. We are about to be underway for the second half. Michigan Center scored 14 unanswered points in the final 3.5 minutes of the first half. Let's see if Uncle Mo is still on the line to help him bring within one score. Ball is set. Back to receive deep. I believe if my lookers are telling me correct, which I don't think they are. And it's a nice little squib kick. It will be returned at the 21-yard line and right at the middle and met immediately at the 35, but still manages to squeeze an extra yard out of it. Number 33, Noah Wisniewski, 6'3",
yeah,
185 pounds.
He had about 15 yards once he picked that ball up, but once he got there, I mean, he had a wall. He wasn't going any farther. He had a wall of defenders at that point.
You got to give it to him. He tried.
Oh, yeah, he definitely tried, man. That was 15 yards, and this game is a good return.
Absolutely, but as soon as he got met at the 35, you know, he fought for the 36, and he got it. But, I mean, Coach Allen was probably pleased with that, but, man, he got met by a brick wall of Panthers.
He did.
Out of the gun. Putnam looks to his right. Nice little swing pass. Going to be right up the gut past the sticks, about 14 yards for number one, Brody Shannon. Brody Shannon making an early impact here so far in the second half. Almost at first half, second half.
He was looking to split the defenders, and it looked like Joe Clark from Addison was the one who was able to take him down and stop any further gain on that one. But great running after the catch to get the positive yards.
We do see Joel Olkowski on the sidelines. Don't expect him to return. Whatever's wrong, hopefully it's cleared up quick.
Yeah, we saw the quarterback working with a new center.
Out of the gun. two to his left, one to his right. Looking downfield. Looking and almost had it was Lucas Howard. He brought it down and a flag on the play as we figure out what that flag is for. But the fact that Howard almost had that, he was about a half a step out of bounds, that shows you athleticism, and that's going to go on Michigan Center.
Looks like it's going to be holding, going to take him back 10 yards. But you're right, he gets so close on those long plays. He gets so close on those long plays. I mean, you're right. That was like 6 inches just outside the line there. And if it's thrown just a little bit more inside, we'd be talking first and 10.
It's unfortunate, but now we see a second and 20 with 11:06 remaining. Michigan Center looking to add some more points on the board. Out of the gun once again. Putnam has to scramble to his left. He's going to pick up a few more yards. Going to be past the 40. Dragged out of bounds at the 43-yard line. And that's going to be a nice little pickup for him.
Putnam getting almost everything back that they just lost on that penalty. Putnam was with Michigan Center on this team when he was a freshman. He left for 2 years to go to Allen Park, and the coach said a big smile went across his face when he saw Putnam come in on that first day of practice. And that kind of shook up their quarterback picture a little bit here, because they were bidding on Lucas being the guy. He got injured. Now it's Putnam. Now they got both of them back there. So they actually have two quarterbacks on the field right now. But Putnam getting the snaps.
10:40 on the clock. It'll be, now it's second down. My apologies. That was not second down. The last play. It is now second down. And we're going to get a...
Well, they're taking their time getting this play in, aren't they?
I think they're telling them what to put on the clock. Looks like 11... something. 11:05 potentially. So putting 16 back on the clock. Waiting on that.
Well, Refro blows the whistle, and their Michigan Center is up to the line.
It's kind of...
Not sure what that was.
No idea. It's now 2nd and 15. Putnam scrambles to his right now, almost taken down, but just going to get it away. And it is caught by Howard, and Howard will get it to the sticks for the first down.
Putnam was being chased by every defensive lineman, and he rolled out on that bootleg, found his guy, and was able to get, again, great running after the catch. Not only are they getting open, not only are they coming back to get those sometimes underthrown balls, but they're getting it, and they're doing great runs after the catch. Brought down by number 2, Jason Whitmore for Addison.
And that was just phenomenal there. Great job by Putnam extending that drive. Almost taken down a couple of times. And then it looked like he was just trying to get rid of it back to the line. And Lucas Howard said, no, bro, I got you. Let's get the first down right here. First down and 10 from the 42 of Addison out of the gun. Scrambles to his right is Putnam. Putnam looking downfield, going to launch it. And Kyron Lane makes the grab. Inbounds past the 30-yard line at the 27.
That was beautiful.
15 yards.
That was beautiful. It was almost like a pro-style catch. He laid out, had both toes on his tippy toes to make that catch and bounce.
If this was Madden, that'd be an animation right there. That was beautiful. That was textbook sideline drill right there.
Definitely has a great football presence when it comes to making that catch at the sideline. And, momentum right now on the side of the Cardinals.
Let's see if the Cardinals can cash in now at the 27-yard line. 10:17 remaining here as they trail by 10. And Putnam is just going to launch it. A dying duck is caught by number 8, Clemens, for about 8 yards. Or 9. They're going to give him 9 on that one.
That was a diving catch, so he wouldn't be able to get up and advance it. But he was definitely being contested there by number 85, Gunnar Demuse, who's a sophomore tight end. Who was right there to help him make the stop.
And they're going to give him the sticks, Mark. They're going to say he got the 10 yards.
It was close. It was right there. They eyeballed it good. They eyeballed it nice and long before they actually made the decision. They didn't come out for a measurement or anything, but they had to look at it and talk about it a little bit.
This is where you want to be if you're Coach Troy Allen and these Michigan Center Cardinals after trailing 24-0 with no hope in sight. You're about to possibly score for the third time on three drives in a row here with 9:27 remaining here in the third quarter, and rolls to his right is Putnam going to release to the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Cardinals! Lucas Howard brings it in. Michigan Center now within one score. 17-yard pitch and catch from Putnam to Howard.
Boy, these receivers are showing their speed here this second half, aren't they? They're finding separation from the defenders, and they're making great diving catches. And that was just a phenomenal score for Michigan Center.
A lot of frustration to our left right now with the Addison coordinator booth. They're trying to figure out, after having all the answers in the first half, offensively and defensively, they're trying to find an answer now for Michigan Center.
What'd you say that was? Was that a 20-yard reception?
A 17-yard reception.
17. Wow.
They had him marked down at the 17-yard line. I thought it was a little more than that, but on the books, it'll be a 17-yard touchdown pass. Either way, it brings it within one score. They're looking to go for the two-point conversion here. And everyone moved that was supposed to move when this ball snapped.
It was weird. It was like half the team moved. Everybody who was wide out, all their wide outs moved. Everybody on the line stayed still. So they're going to walk this one back, make it a really hard two-point conversion.
Here's my proposition for you, Mark. I think high school football will be a lot more fun and energetic. I mean, it's already fun and energetic and interesting, but I think it'd be add a little razzle-dazzle on it if you were able to have the receivers start about 5 or 10 yards back like they do in the Arena Football League.
That would be fun.
That'd be awesome.
That would be fun to get the running start, yeah.
9:20 remains here in the third quarter. High snap for Putnam. Putnam is just running around with it and will be taken down, and the ref is down as well. Hits his head hard.
It was almost like he was trying to use the ref as a pick. He was running for his life. The all-white jerseys around him.
Dan Bellinger takes down not only Putnam, but also the center official. 24-20, 9:20 remains here. Michigan Center scores on three straight drives, pulling it back within one score. We'll be back in 30 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Jackson's Underworld. Well, that never won't stop. JXUnderworld.com. Your waking nightmare awaits. Over 2 miles of new pathways and terror-filled features.
Blood-curdling ghouls and disturbing creatures.
JXUnderworld.com. Cry out for mama. Cower with fear. JXUnderworld.com.
Are you awake or is it a dream?
You'll know when you hear yourself scream.
Jackson's Underworld.
Visit JXUnderworld.com.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. Joe Cassidy, the ever so reliable, and my friend, Mark Daly, back here. 24-20, 9:20 remaining here in the third quarter. Michigan Center able to capitalize on their last three drives, the last two drives in the first half and the first drive in the second half. A little bit of trickery, and it looks like Brown has it on the right side, and Brown going to be taken down just shy of the 30-yard line, about the 29. So a nice little switcheroo for about 10 yards right there for Addison.
I'm kind of surprised that Michigan Center decided to do something other than a squib kick on that, because they do. They let the ball go to the center receiver down there, and they try to do that little dial-up trickeration so you don't know which way the ball's going. Last time they did that, they almost scored. It was a penalty that brought them back.
And do remember that there was a kickoff return for 79 yards that was called back for that holding call. But Brown, who scored that touchdown that got called back, going to find 11 yards right there. Brings it out to the 40-yard line for a Panther first down.
Lucas Howard right there on the stop for the Cardinals.
And we are getting some backup center action down on the Michigan Center sideline. We're currently working out is number 77, who we don't have on our roster. Number 77 on the field, number one in your hearts. Jumbo Bunch once again from the 40-yard line. Going to be a handoff right up the middle, and Mullen's going to bounce out to the left side. Mullen down to the 40, 35, 30-foot race, 20, 15, gets pushed out of bounds at the 15-yard line by Kyron Lane, and he went down hard.
Kyron Lane was like the third person to get a set of hands on him, but they were the ones that mattered to force him out of bounds. But now it looks like Addison going to be set up with some pretty good field position, first and 10 right here in the red zone.
35 yards. I'm sorry, I'm mathing incorrectly. 45 yards. Huge run there by Mullen. Mullen has just been a powerhouse all night, even though they have listed him as a fullback, but he can't be taller than 5'5". And he's got the speed of a running back, not a fullback.
You're still better than Steiner math.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. And Brown going to take it up the middle out of the jumbo bunch. And untouched touchdown, Spencer Brown and the Cardinals. That puts them back up 10. Now 30-20, 8:27 remaining here in the third quarter.
He had a hole you could drive a Ford Ranger through. And then he just bounced it back to the left. It wasn't even touch football at that point.
Now Michigan Center having a little bit of trouble on that first drive defensively, like they did in the first half to kick off the game, for the first quarter and a half, rather. They do find themselves, or Addison finds themselves back up 10 points, 30-20. Obviously in the jumbo bunches for the two-point conversion. Michigan Center, seven up front, going to go right up the middle, and,
oh, that's
and
gross.
He's going to be down short, and they will stop the two-point conversion for the first time tonight. Fantastic way to end that one off, even though you give up those big plays and big chunks of yards for the touchdown. Michigan Center able to keep it a 10-point game, 30-20, 8:27 remains. We'll be back in 30 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
If your next event has left you feeling stressed and overwhelmed, don't be. With One North Kitchen and Bar, they have catering options to fit every occasion. Book One North for your catering and holiday parties by calling 962-5056. Located on Bond Steel Drive off of Springport Road, One North Kitchen and Bar is the perfect place to gather friends and family. Live entertainment, craft cocktails, and amazing food makes for the perfect night out. One North Kitchen and Bar, making the good times great.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly back here, K105.3 Football Frenzy. Addison puts another score on the board for their first drive of the second half. Now lead 30-20 after a failed two-point conversion, and we finally have a score across town.
Yeah, it looks like Lumen finally put seven on the board against Western. So 7-0 right now over at Western, Lumen on top. And Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central 14, Milan 7 in that contest.
Two juggernaut football teams right there, Milan and Monroe St. Mary Catholic. And another squib pick fielded at the 27-yard line, and cutting back is Howard. Howard's going to get it to about the 33-yard line, so a pickup of about 6 on that return.
Yeah, he was able to get the positive yards, but there was just a host of Panthers there to make the stop.
Looking to see what Michigan Center can produce on this drive offensively after a massive drive to start the second half on their last possession.
This is really a complete tale of two totally different offenses here tonight. I mean, Michigan Center slinging it, getting a lot of air. Addison, slow, methodical, taking their time with the run.
Score update. Detroit still leads Chicago. End of the fourth, 1-0. High snap, and there's going to be a flag on the play. We're going to see what that's about. But as of right now, the ball is down at the 15-yard line. So if there's a flag on the offense, that's going to be a loss of 18 yards. You know they're going to decline it.
Sometimes when you have a new center in the game, you're going to have those type of exchanges that are going to happen. They just don't get the same number of reps in practice that the main guys do.
They tried. They tried to get them warmed up, and they will decline. Oh, false start. But they will decline it because that's a loss of 18 on that play, making it a second and difficult 28. Florida State 14, Louisville 14, 10:30 remaining in the second quarter. Florida State has the ball on their own 25 with a first and 10. I still can't believe that the Tigers are winning, but that's just me.
What inning are they in?
Bottom of the fourth.
All right.
With one out now. I'm sorry, top of the fifth now.
Roger that.
Out of the gun. Gets the snap. Rolls to his left to avoid the sack, but he's going to be sacked anyways down at the 5-yard line.
Yeah, Addison brought the heat that time. They've been stuffing the box with five linemen, and they brought an extra defender on that blitz. One of the linebackers on the far side came in, and I believe it was number 50, Joe Clark, who was able to get in there and get that sack.
So this drive that originally started at the 33-yard line now pushed back to the 5-yard line. So it's a third and 38.
I don't think there's too many plays in the playbook for that. But the way they've been slinging it tonight, the way they've been running after the catch,
you know, I think
it's a possibility.
I think HB dive would work just fine. That's sarcasm.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
All right, just making
I got
sure.
You, yeah.
Just making sure, because you had a look of concern for a moment. Out of the gun. One receiver to his right, two to his left. Back in the end zone, going to launch it. And just overshot his intended target.
Yeah, that was intended for number 82.
And we don't have an 82 on the roster. If I had to guess, Lazinski.
And he still had a ways to go if he makes that catch.
Oh, 100%. That just got him back to the sticks.
There was three defenders right there.
In the shadows of their own goalpost right now.
Yeah, definitely going to see a punt on this one.
6:33 remaining here. As they're down 30-20, that drive had great potential, and then they just stalled after two sacks, and the ball is away. Nice punt going to be dropped at the 31-yard line and roll all the way to the 40 where it goes out of bounds, and that's where Addison will take over their offense, looking to make another statement by scoring on back-to-back drives like they did to open the game where they would score on three straight drives.
We still haven't seen them try a pass yet tonight.
No, we have not.
It's been all three men in the backfield, quarterback right under center, going with that classic high school tee offense.
What's the old saying? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
It's certainly a saying that predates both of us, yeah.
I mean, maybe it definitely predates me. I'm not sure about you so much.
No.
Old jokes. Spotted at the 39-yard line. Jumbo bunches again right up the middle, and Mullen breaks through the whole line of Cardinals and drags three more Cardinals all the way down to the sticks for 10 yards and a first down.
When you're talking fundamentals as a running back, what you need to do is chop your feet. Especially after you make that first contact, you chop your feet. And what he did was he continued to chop his feet, and he took about half of the Michigan Center defense with him to get that first down.
Michigan Center just looking for some kind of answer right now. Defensively, they found one to end the first half, but they're scrambling right now as it's a first and 10 from the 29-yard line and right up the middle. And stopped at the 25, so a nice pickup of four is Joe Clark. This will be a second and 10 at the Michigan Center 19-yard line.
Kyron Lane again on the stop for that one, calling his name a lot tonight on offense and defense.
19, what am I saying? That's a 24-yard line. I just got my eyes checked, too, a couple months ago. I might have to go back.
It's not as bad as Soldier Field was after the flood.
Oh, that was the fan getting the San Francisco fan getting just poured on in his popcorn, thinking he could possibly eat a whole thing of popcorn before the rain got to it. Right up the middle, and she looks like just
That's
shy
close.
Of the sticks. Spencer That's... Brown going to pick up five. Let's see if they give him the first down or if they're going to call it third and inches. And inches will be the call. So spotted at the 20-yard line, and they need about the 19 and three quarters line. I'm telling you, it's the nose of a ball length.
Yeah, they've got about a football length to go there. It's really, really close.
And we still see some warm-up snaps to get that center connection.
It. The down marker, you look at where the sticks are, the down marker is actually behind the football.
Awfully curious out of the Jumbo Bunch once again. And they're going to pick up the first down. I believe that's actually Mullen, and it is. And Mullen going to find the sticks plus some, and he is down. Wherever they spot him is going to be the 15-yard line, potentially 16, depends on where the ref is going to spot. Either way, they're going to spot the 15. Either way, it's a first down for the Addison Panthers.
Again, it's just so hard to see, to figure out who's actually going to get credit for the stop on that one. The defender makes the first hit, and they just keep chopping their feet and allows three, four, five more defenders to get there before the play's called.
And another Jumbo Bunch. Not picking up much there on that mark.
No, it's, and we saw this a little bit towards the end of the first half. Michigan Center, my apologies. Michigan Center able to kind of dial in their run D a little bit and cause some stops and have made some things a little more difficult for Addison in the run game. Haven't completely been able to stop it, but they've been able to slow them down.
3:25 and counting remaining here in the third quarter. Addison knocking on the door once again. Jumbo Bunches this time to... I'm sorry, not Jumbo Bunches. He's going to be taken down behind the line. It was a QB keeper, and he is sacked. Jackson Sword unable to make anything on that play.
Yeah, that was a loss of five on that play. And, again, just like we said, they're kind of dialing in this run play, this run D for Michigan Center. And there was like three or four in the backfield to make that stop.
They really crunched down on that specific play, which was needed because they ended up dropping Sword for a loss of 5 yards. So now it's a third down and not so reasonable 12. It was a second and 7, and they were rolling on.
Well, they're taking their time eating up clock.
It's going to be a pitch this time to Mullins, and he's going to be brought down at the 20-yard line. A loss once again of 3 this time. This is going to be a fourth down and 15. What did they do?
And who else on the stop? Kyren Lane.
Kyren Lane.
Getting in the backfield, driving him backwards. Boy, it's so good to see this good defensive stance right now for Michigan Center.
Going to be officially marked as a 4th and 14. I would have said closer to 15, but that is perfectly okay. Marked at the 19-yard line with a minute 51 and counting remaining. Do you have a field goal unit is my question, because you've done all night is run the Jumbo Bunch.
I think they go for it. Their defense has been able to make stops if they don't make it, and that's what they do. They line up. Different look, though. We don't have the tee. We only had two in the backfield.
And Addison going to call a timeout, which means we're going to take 30 seconds ourselves, come back with a crucial 4th and 14 on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Phil Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers. We're expanding, and we're looking for good people to join our team. If you're interested in a career, how about joining an exciting career in a new field, ADAS, Advanced Safety Systems for your cars? Do you know these cars drive themselves? They park themselves? How would you like to know how to fix this? Come join us. We'll teach you how. If you want to be a part of something bigger than a job, come see us. Please apply in person. Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. Joe Cassidy, my friend, the ever so reliable Mark Daly, the Mark W. Daly on his socials. Go ahead and follow him. Also host of The Daily, which is what time? What station?
Noon to 1, Fox Sports. It's a good name.
It's a good name. It's a good program. He puts on a heck of a program, and they're the Jumbo Bunch once again. And he's going to pass this time and hit as he throws. Almost picked off. Almost picked off there by number 8, Hunter Clemens. But instead, that's going to be a turnover on downs. The first time we've seen something not work for Addison. Is this a changing in the of the guard right here? Is this going to be Michigan Center's second half mark?
That was the first pass play we've seen from Addison, and it was actually probably a good idea to knock that pass down and not pick it up, because I don't think he would have been able, the numbers weren't in his favor, I don't think he would have been able to advance that. They're probably in better field position right here with the turnover on downs.
I mean, honestly, he could have had that interception, so I'm thinking that Troy Allen was on the sideline saying, don't catch it, don't catch it. Out of the gun once again, Putnam goes long, his intended target being number 5, Braylon Brown.
Saw this play in their practice the other day. What they're trying to do is to set up a screen. They had the two other wide receivers out there doing hook blocks on the defenders. And if you notice, if he connects with that, there's nobody on that side of the field past those defenders. That would have been a touchdown if he connects.
And the speed definitely would have been in the favor of Michigan Center on that drive right there. Haven't had to see too much speed on the Addison defense so far this game. They've been tested a couple times. 30-20, a minute 25 remaining. 2nd and 10 for Michigan Center. Out of the gun is Putnam. Putnam gets the snap. Going to roll back. Going to have the ball almost batted down, but it will be caught by Lucas Howard for a pickup of 11 yards for the first down, moving the ball to the 30.
Coach Troy Allen says that one of Putnam's favorite targets is Lucas Allen, and he joked, saying, I don't know if he likes it because he's the competing quarterback, so he just wants to keep him at wide receiver position.
Did you just say that Coach Allen laughed?
He did.
What?
He did, yes.
Oh, man, do you have video of it?
It's we've got it on audio. You can catch it on FoxSports101.9.com.
Oh, that's surefire place to hear it. And almost goes along with it again, but this time it is picked up, and there's no one in the way. 50, 40, cuts it back to the 30, alone, 20, 10, touchdown, Cardinals! Another touchdown by number 4, Kyron Lane, 70 yards! Exactly the play that you had just said, Mark.
That was that screen play with those hook blocks, and again, there's nobody back there to defend once you make that connection.
Kyron Lane has hands. He was able to pick that up and make that cut like a man, and then he ran the rest of the way. He was about to be stopped at the 40. Cuts it back at the 35, and then all alone the rest of the way. He uses speed to do the rest.
How many yards was that?
70. 70 yards, the biggest play of the day or of the night by either team. Right?
And the pass was actually, that was all Kyron after the catch, because the pass was actually just about 15 yards straight across the field. That was just all legwork.
They're just giving him on the swing route, like you had said, setting up that screen. And luckily, Kyron Lane has the hands, because if that was another receiver, I'm sure that's an overthrow, but Putnam and Lane connection is on fire. Gets the snap. Gonna cut back to the left, but the ball is on the ground. And they're gonna call it dead. I don't think you're able to return it for two in high school.
Can't return the 2 points after. They didn't care. They wanted to run it anyway.
Oh, 100%. Michigan Center back within a score again. 30-26, a minute 5 remaining here in the second half, third quarter. There it is. Back in 30 seconds at KOTA 5.3 Football Frenzy.
Pause to look around. It's 2022. Life's been hard, and we're all longing for connection. When we're looking for a school to call home, we're looking for the same thing, a place to belong. An extended family to support our kids. A place where everybody knows your name. East Jackson Community Schools has caring teachers and staff that truly care about students and families. Your child deserves the best opportunities for preschool, quality education opportunities, and advanced track training. East Jackson is a connected community school with all the offerings of a bigger school, but is leading the way on fast-track careers for students. East Jackson is a hidden gem amongst area schools. We continually search for new ways to expand opportunity for our students. We thank our community for their unending support of our mission in educating the leaders of tomorrow, and we welcome you to be a part of the East Jackson family. Want to find out more? Connect with us. Visit eastjacksonschools.org, call, or just stop by. Go Trojans!
Wow.
to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Mullins fields it at the 20-yard line, gets it all the way up to the 35, where Addison will take over and try to respond after they give up a touchdown to Michigan Center. The scoreboard now reads 30-26 after Addison was up 24-0. They thought they were going to cruise, and Coach Troy Allen said, I don't know where you got that idea.
That was a squib. We had talked about last time, you know, wondering why they're actually putting the kick up in the air and letting the receivers do a little trickeration back there. They squibbed it last time. I think we'll see that the rest of the game.
Out of the bunches once again, 57 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. And right up the gut is number 30, Joe Clark. Almost gets to the sticks, about 2 yards shy. Looks like they're actually going to mark him 1 yard shy, so he will pick up 9 on that.
Brennan
still running.
Apologies. Brennan Forward was the one who made the stop. And he was really the last chance. That's no exaggeration, because there's nobody else behind Brennan who could have made that stop. That would have been a score if he didn't get him by the ankles.
Second down and 1 now. Back to the bunches. Going to go to the left side this time to Clark, and Clark going to possibly pick up the sticks. Let's see where they mark him. The closer judge will say yes, he did make the sticks.
Well, that's not where he ended after the play, because he was pushed backwards. So they're marking this based on his forward progress to get him the first down. He ran into a wall and they pushed him backwards.
And we're going to see the end of the third quarter. Michigan Center looking to capitalize on the opportunities. Currently on defense, not wanting to give up another touchdown. 30-26. We're going to switch sides. Come back in 60 seconds for the fourth quarter on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Matt Damaris here from Michigan Center Schools, and I'm here to tell you how we roll. When you're a member of the Cardinal family, we treat you like you're one of our own. Our guiding principle for all students is to build relationships first, then point you in the direction of your future based on your unique set of skills and interests. And we commit all our resources to ensuring that our students have a happy, healthy, meaningful school experience. We invite you to join the family at Michigan Center. You can find us at mccardinals.org or by calling 764-5778. Have a great rest of the summer, and go Cardinals.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transit Mix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransitmix.com.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3
Football Frenzy. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, my friend, the ever so reliable Mark W. Daly. 11:33 remains here in the fourth quarter. They were very quick to get to the line after the end of the third quarter because they have some momentum going for them right now. Addison, that is. They find themselves with the ball at the 49-yard line, facing a 2nd and 5, and what do you know, back to the bunches.
Yeah, we're not going to see much variety from that.
And it'll be a handoff right up to the sticks, and brought down is Clark after the gain of 5, maybe 5.5, but it was enough. It was plenty enough.
Yeah, it was enough to move the sticks. Didn't quite get a chance to see who it was that made the stop, but It's back to that slow, methodical, we're just going to get positive yards, try to stay mistake-free and avoid any penalties and just eat up the clock. They've got the lead. If they get this down the red zone, they might take up a good chunk of the fourth quarter here.
It's very possible. Now they're spotted at the 44-yard line of Michigan Center, back to the bunches. And Joe Clark going to be untouched to the 20. 10, finally dragged out of bounds, just shy of the goal line at the half yard line. Lucas Howard, the only one that could track him down.
So you remember what I just said about chewing up a good chunk of the fourth?
Yep.
Yeah, let's just take that off the table.
Yep.
Can I have a redo?
Yep.
All right. We're going to have a redo on that one because it's first and goal from the 6-inch line here.
I didn't expect it. Quite honestly, here's how close it is, and I'm not exaggerating. Quarterback can take the snap. Quarterback under center, number six, Jackson Sword, can take the snap, sneeze, and get 6 points. That's how close it is. Like, the nose of the ball is almost touching the goal line. That's how close it is.
Well, look at how, even though they haven't lined up for their D yet, just look at where everybody's standing. Everybody is on the line of scrimmage right now for center.
And with the handoff into the end zone, touchdown, Panthers. They will go back up 10 points. Whitmore going to be the responsible party for that one-yard touchdown score.
And just like that, Addison extends the lead, 36-26, and they're lining up for the two-point.
Jackson Whitmore able to push that one away in the end zone, even though it was a half-yard touchdown run. The smallest you can do is 1 yard. So we got to go 1 yard on that one. And right at the gut. And he's going to be tripped. Back-to-back failed two-point conversions. That was attempted by number 22, Spencer Brown. And he just got lit up by number two, Lucas Howard. Keeps it a 10-point game, 36-26, 10:30 remaining here in the fourth quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business. The drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Get ready to put your thinking cap on. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, K105.3 Football Frenzy, where you can go online at K105.3.com and enter for a chance to win $1,053, courtesy of True Community Credit Union. Mark and I both said in pregame we could use $1,053. Who couldn't? You know, Christmas is around the corner. I'm a December baby, so I love Christmas. That's just how the cookie crumbled on that one.
You know, I saw snow shovels out at Polly's.
That is more exciting than you know.
I did. They've got them out at Polly's.
And the kick is away. Another squib kick going to be fielded at about the 14-yard line by Kyron Lane. Kyron Lane going to get past a couple defenders. He's going to get up to the 35-yard line, and a flag is thrown.
That looks like it was going to be, it's going to be a late hit. Kyron was down, and it looked like number seven just lowered his helmet and shoulder and just lit into him when he was on the ground. He doesn't look like he's getting up.
Well, that's plus 15. No, it's going to be on the receiving team.
Really?
And Kyron Lane isn't getting up. They went really low.
Oh, there's some angry coaches on the Michigan Center sideline. That would have been, that was Byron Creech, who just lowered his helmet and shoulder and leveled him.
A block in the back was the official call. I'm trying to figure out where the block in the back was because the defenders went low. Defenders went low, and Kyron Lane is still on the turf. So we're going to take 60 seconds, come back. Hopefully we have this matter resolved, and we can finish up with 10:22 left in the fourth quarter on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Superintendent, Columbia School District. Our STEM courses offer success through hands-on learning. Faculty members are caring educators who give each student the one-on-one attention they deserve. Our points of pride include K-12 music emphasis, art exploratories, high school virtual learning, musical drama productions, and blended learning. When searching for the right environment for your child, look no farther than Columbia Schools at myeagles.org.
Open your Michigan-made checking account with True Community Credit Union. When you open a Michigan-made checking account, you can earn up to 3.5% APY each month based on the activities and relationships you have connected to your account. The more points you earn, the higher the rewards. Plus, there's no minimum balance or monthly fee. Visit TrueCCU.com to open your Michigan-made checking account today.
High School Football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly back here. 10:22 remains. Michigan Center down 36-26. And Kyron Lane is able to get up with some assistance after a very, very low hit. And Coach Troy Allen is still not happy at that block in the back call.
Yeah, it looks, I kind of want to say he just, it looks like he kind of got the wind knocked out of him. I'm not seeing him grabbing his back or his legs or his head. They're not really concerned about his head right now. He's actually out there shaking his head, just taking his time getting off the field. He's up and moving under his own power. There's no limps or anything. Hopefully he can get back in this game.
No limps at all, and we actually have a score from Deering Road.
Lumen still on top. Great game over there at Western, 13-17 with five to go. Last we heard, probably under five right now.
I don't know how this happened because after one quarter, I'm pretty sure it was Jonesville 40 and Bronson 0, but now it's 44-0, so two safeties. And the pass is complete but will be a loss of about two. That was to number five, Braylon Brown. 10:08 remains here, 36-26. Other scores, Addison. I don't know why I just said Addison because we're here at that game. Hannibal Horton, last check-in, 16, Grass Lake, 7. So Hannibal Horton, they come from behind.
It looked like number 61. He wasn't in on the tackle, but he got through the line, and he laid a heck of a block on one of the blockers back there. A heck of a hit on one of the blockers back there. This is a very physical and tough line, defensive line for the Panthers.
Out of the gun. Putnam gets the snap, rolls back, evades a couple defenders, and he's going to take off. And Putnam gets to the sticks, and he's going to be taken down at the 35-yard line, but not before that first down is picked up. Pickup of 16 yards.
And the Addison defender that was in on the stop is walking hunched over to the sideline. He hit him low, kind of upended Putnam. Putnam popped right back up, but he's kind of hurting over there on the side.
They have Putnam listed at 6'1", 188 pounds, senior.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's the physical specimen.
And the fact that Putnam was away for 2 years and came back, all of a sudden, you know, this is his team, this is his program, and he's doing a great job right now leading this offense.
Well, it's like they all kind of rallied behind him. Well, Lucas was going to be the guy, but he got injured. Putnam took over, and there's been no looking back. 19-7 Lumen now on top.
36-26, 8:43 remaining out of the gun. Putnam steps back, going to go long, looking, and caught at the 38-yard line. Hunter Clemens jumps up for it, climbs the ladder like he did in the end zone, and a nice first down pickup for Michigan Center. The ball keeps moving.
That was over number 24. I'm sorry, number 25, Evan Potes. And really, I mean, the height advantage went to the offense in the catch on that one. It looks like he just went up in the air and took it, and there's nothing the defender can do. Just the height advantage was too great to overcome.
Well, I have some terrible news for myself. I ran out of water, and so instead of hype beast mode, I will be going full Bob Ross.
They're actually pretty generous on the spot, too. By the time the official got up there, he slid across the ground for an extra yard or so. So they marked him at the 39.
8:12 remains here. It's a good spot for the Cardinals, too. Back out of the gun. And we're going to see.
We got a flag.
A false start.
I don't know what that is. Too many men on the field. I didn't see anybody move. No, they're walking him back.
They might have called, yep, too many men on the field. Exactly what it was. And Detroit's still winning for some reason. Top of the sixth. Two outs, and they're still up 1-0. But there is a runner on third for Chicago.
What was that score?
1-0. Top of the sixth.
Sounds like another high offensive night for the Tigers.
The Tigers are so good at those one, you know, not even one score games, but a literal one score game.
Oh, their number of hits have been so low the second half of the season.
Javier Baez, I'm allergic to his swing at this point, man. Swings at everything. Low and away. Out of the gun. Putnam gets it. Drops back. Looking long once again. And they're going to say he was out of bounds.
That was so, so close. One of the things that we're noticing different about the Michigan Center offense this second half is, you remember, Putnam just keeps running for his life back there. They're only putting out two wideouts at this point, and they have two in the backfield trying to give Putnam a little extra blockers to prevent those defensive men from getting to him. So they don't have as many wideouts, but they have more people protecting Putnam right now.
Putnam definitely has the arm and accuracy to do it. He just needs protection in the pocket, which is exactly what's happening. 7:26, second and 15 from the 44-yard line of Addison.
Oh, they brought the heat.
Out of the gun. And Putnam going to evade a would-be sack, and he's actually going to pick up some more yards, and he's going to be down at the 30-yard line. What would have been a 10-yard sack is a 9.5-yard gain.
Addison trying to play the numbers game. They put six in the box. They brought the heat. And once you bring that many people, you got to get them. You have to get them, because if you don't, you're leaving that whole secondary wide open to get the yards. Putnam found it, evaded a couple tackles, and was able to get some good positive yards on that play.
Very respectable spot. I thought he got a little bit more on that, but you can't complain when it's a third and extremely manageable half of football. Out of the gun, Putnam going to run for his life, and Kyron Lane, who was the intended target, going to be hit in the back as he attempted to make the catch, so it's going to be an incomplete pass. Clock stops with 6:45 remaining, a fourth and one at the 30-yard line of Addison. This is big right here. This could be the ball game right here, Mark.
Putnam was forced to make that pass before he was ready to make it because defenders were in his face. And even if he was able to connect when he wanted to, they were covered. They were covered. That was just great defensive speed and effort from the Panthers to blow that play up.
The Panthers already at the line. Let's see what their defensive formation is going to be. It's like they're going to put four on the line. That's exactly what they're... No, they're going to put five on the line now.
Five linemen and an edge.
Handoff right up the middle, and will be a first down picked up by Brody Shannon. Got about a yard and a half on that play. Marked down at the... It's like the 29-yard line. So he got all he needed plus about another half yard.
From the SEC White Conference, Tecumseh on top of Adrian, 43-26.
Sounds about right. Tecumseh's just a really good... That's
Tecumseh's
a buzzsaw
rolling. Tecumseh beat this Michigan Center team 55-0 first game of the season. They're rolling this year.
Tecumseh's just a buzzsaw, and I feel bad for anyone that has to play him in 2022. And that includes my Jackson Vikings, I believe, in week 6 or 7 at home, so it's going to hurt.
Talked to Jeff Beal earlier this week. He's really excited about the Jackson program this year.
We all are, quite honestly.
Yeah.
A lot of potential in Coach Parker. Out of the gun. Putnam looking for the end zone. And almost a touchdown. What could have possibly been, I don't know if there's a little two-handsiness on there, but pass intended by Hunter Clemens. Double coverage. I thought there might have been a little push off there. But that was just great defense in the double coverage for the Panthers. Now that's going to bring up a 2nd and 10 from the 28-yard line. Yep, will be the 28-yard line.
Hunter just had the size advantage there. I mean, it looks like from our vantage point, he's a good foot taller than those two defenders were. He had to come back a little bit for the ball. But, yeah, I mean, Putnam just showing confidence in all of his receivers throwing into coverage.
Putnam takes the snap out of the gun. Putnam looking for across the middle, and it's caught. Kyron Lane inside the 5, down at the 3-yard line for a pickup of 25 yards. First and goal, Cardinals.
That was number 2, Jason Whitmore, who was there to make the stop. Actually, wasn't even able to tackle him. Just took his hands and pushed him to get him down. If not, that's a score. That's a score for center.
25-yard score. Man, Kyron Lane has just been electric. And it's a good thing he came back.
Yeah, we were concerned he might not, but like we said, he came up without anything wobbling or limping. Listen to this crowd. The stands are shaking when they're stomping the bleachers following the cheerleaders.
Out of the gun once again. Man in motion. Going to be handoff to Kyron Lane. Kyron Lane bulldozes his way into the end zone. Touchdown Cardinals, but Kyron Lane took some damage on that hit.
Yeah, he's a little slow getting up. He just lowered it. He did what you're taught to do. You have the ball. You lower your shoulder, go through the defender. That's what he did to get the score.
Coach Allen's going to be happy with that one, but looks like he actually might have knocked his shoulder out of its socket the way he's holding it. Trainer going to be looking at it right now. Trainer Sarah.
Yeah, he's doubled over on the sideline here.
He is not one that you want to lose, like you said. And now that's going to be 32-36. I'm sorry, 36-32. Sorry, Greg O'Connor. Out of the gun for this two-point conversion. Putnam with the snap. Putnam looking left in the end zone. Touchdown. Two-point conversion is good. That's going to bring it within a field goal. 36-34, 5:22 remaining. What can Addison do to respond? We're going to find out. Be back in, let's call it, 30 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
It's a great day to be a Mountie.
As proud Northwest alumni, J-Rod and I realize the impact Northwest Community Schools has had on our lives.
From the staff to lifelong friends made during our time at Northwest, Jenny and I are honored to be a part of a school that gives so much to the community and their students.
Northwest Community Schools, the direction of greatness.
Once a Mountie,
always a Mountie.
For more information and to join the Mountie Nation, visit nwschools.org.
We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
I didn't think it did. I didn't think that was the case. Joe Cassidy, my friend, the Mark W. Daly, back here. 5:22 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Michigan Center making it a ball game.
Oh, this is exciting. This is so exciting. Just a two-point difference in this game. This has to be two of the better teams in the conference right now.
We just got note, thanks to the wonderful people in the press box up here, 348 passing yards. Putnam has 348
onside.
Passing yards. Onside kick, and it is recovered by Addison. Glad you're paying attention because that was going on about 348 yards.
348 yards, that's a lot of yards. That's enough to distract anybody.
100%. Absolutely. Now, not the greatest field position for Michigan Center's defense, but they do have, I believe, all three timeouts to work with.
Looks like they're looking for something on the field. Hunter Clements was walking around looking for something right at the red 50-yard paint. Oh, it was. And they found it, apparently.
From the 49-yard line of their own 49-yard line, rather, out of the bunches. Once again, up the middle is Brown, and Brown's going to pick up about 4.5 or 5, depending. Oh, let's go closer to 5.
Guess who it was? Guess who it was on the stop?
Is the first name Kyron, last name Lane?
Yes, getting in there to prevent that. I mean, it's just amazing to watch Addison run this offense. 9 times out of 10, they're getting positive yards. Not first downs every time, but they're getting positive yards. They're doing exactly what this T offense is meant to do.
4:43 and counting, so they're looking to just kill this clock. I believe Michigan Center has all three timeouts to work with in the bunches again. 2nd and 5 from the 46, and he will go to the left-hand side this time, and he will just barely get the sticks.
Momentum gave it to him. They're marking him right about the 39. But when the play was over, they had knocked him back to like the 38, 37 yards. But momentum's going to get it right at the 40.
The closer judge marked it at about the 39.5. And then the far judge marked it at the 40. So I guess we're having some kind of crisis here with where the ball's going to be placed. And it is official. It'll be marked at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, I was looking at the near side, and he was right there at the 39. He had the best view of it, too.
4 minutes left and counting, so Michigan Center running out of time. back in the bunches. Brown just going to bulldoze his way forward. Brown breaks free. Brown untouched to the 20. 10. Touchdown, Panthers. Unbelievable.
He took that right up the gut. The hole that was supposed to be there wasn't. He just bounced it back out to the left, and the rest is history. Untouched to the end zone.
That is not what you wanted to see for Coach Troy Allen. That offensive line for Addison has just looked like boys, you know, blocking men. You know, these boys are strong individuals, and they've made their presence known.
Well, we've seen how Michigan Center has a powerful, fast-striking offense that can get big chunks. Their defense needs to stand here. Their defense needs to stop the two-point conversion. You keep it at 8, you can tie up this game.
They are now 3 for 5 on two-point conversions. Let's see if they can go 4 for 6 or 3 for 6 out of the bunches once again. Hand up the gut and into the end zone. Two-point conversion is good.
No, they're waving it, no good.
No good.
They're waving it, no good. I was looking up the middle, too. He didn't have the ball. I don't know where the ball went.
I was looking at Clark. Clark sold me.
Yeah.
Two-point conversion, no good. It's a ball game, folks. So a one-possession ball game. Michigan Center going to have 3:48 left here in the fourth quarter. And this is awfully similar to what we saw last year in this game. We'll touch more on that. But first, we're going to take 30 seconds. Come back. With 3:48 remaining on K105.3, Football Frenzy.
Any day is a great day to be a Comet. As a leader in academics, athletics, and the arts, at Hanover Horton, we are small enough to care, but big enough to meet the needs of your student. Thanks to our dedicated staff, great students, supportive community, and amazing facilities, Hanover Horton is the right choice for your student. We have proven intervention programs to go along with opportunities to earn college credit from both dual enrollment and middle college options. Hanover Horton is ready to help your student meet the challenges of today and tomorrow. For more information, look us up on Facebook, Instagram, or at HanoverHorton.org. Hanover Horton Schools, creating a better world one student at a time. Go Comets.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Joe Cassidy, Mark W. Daly back here. K105.3 Football Frenzy. We have a ball game. It is a one possession game once again, and we see a little punch kick. And which it's just going to be fallen on by who other than Brody Shannon at the 40-yard line. I'm not sorry, that's not Brody Shannon. That is number 8, Hunter Clemens.
See, if you're Addison, I'm not sure why you're punching it. I mean, yeah, Michigan Center's been able to return, but you just gave them field position at the 40. With the way they've been able to convert in the second half, 3 plays, they're in the end zone. I don't know why you're not trying to kick that thing deep and get them pinned at the 20.
So last year in this game, Michigan Center was fighting back. Final score was 36-35. They had the ball with a little over 3 minutes to go in the game.
Where's Lane?
Lane is lined up as a blocker. And now he is shifted as a wideout. And Lane just going to go straight back to that screen option. And Lane going to pick up about 8.5 on that. Close to the sticks.
Addison has seen that play a few times now. They might have it dialed in to stop it. They still got a good chunk on that. I mean, when you're pulling in 7 yards on a 1st and 10 off a screen pass, that's a successful play.
Ball is spotted at the 47-yard line, still at Michigan Center.
Northwest on top of Battle Creek Penfield, 34-22.
Out of the gun once again, and Putnam going to evade a would-be sack, and he's going to keep going, and he's going to be past the sticks to the 40 after the stiff arm. Down to the 39-yard line of the Panthers. What a stiff arm.
Did you see that stiff arm? Just knocked him down like he was a paper doll. And as soon as that happened, did you hear the crowd? Everybody in the crowd went, oh!
Crowd exploded.
That was a monster stiff arm. And it got him the extra yards he needed to get the first.
This Tigers offense on fire. They are currently up 2-0, top of the 7th. One out.
Wow, that is on fire for the Tigers.
They truly are on fire.
game.
They're kind of playing spoiler right now for the White Sox. Sox still on that hunt for the top of the AL Central. I think
they're, what, 3.5 games back?
Three, four, somewhere in there.
It's close. Out of the gun. Putnam looks to his right. Just going to go right up the middle. And it's caught by Brody Shannon. Brody Shannon escapes a would-be tackler and dives forward to pass the sticks down at the 28-yard line for a first down 11-yard pickup.
Rolling right on that play, actually stopped. I think that was his second or third check down. Found him open in the soft spot right in the middle of that zone defense. And he was able to evade one tackle and then just kind of tiptoed his way with one hand on the ground to pick up a couple extra yards on that.
Putnam out of the gun, 2:20 remaining. Cardinals down by 8, 42-34. Putnam out of the gun. Shakes a would-be sack. He's running to the right now. Going to look downfield. The flag on a play on the play. And as it stands without the flag, it's going to be a sack of about 5 yards.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. It looks like it's kind of in the area of holding. Let's wait for the call. But it looked like it was Nathan Sines who had chased Putnam out of bounds.
And it's going to be holding on the offense.
Yeah, it's kind of in that area. Linemen are just getting beat. It's still happening. Linemen are just getting beat. Putnam now is able to find the holes and get past that rushing defensive line. But, the linemen are still getting – they're waving the flag off.
Waving the flag
no
off.
No penalty. No, they're waving the flag off. After a little conference of the striped shirt variety, they waved it off.
So now it's going to be a – second down and about 15. Not ideal, but not out of range just yet. Putnam with the opportunity to surpass 400 plus yards passing on this drive. Putnam gets the snap, looking for the end zone. Bobbled and incomplete and double coverage. Addison is doing a phenomenal job in double coverage right now. That's going to bring up a third down and 15. Clock does stop, but there's only a minute 59 remaining, Mark.
Like Putnam certainly has confidence in his receivers. I mean, why not? They certainly outsize the Addison defenders. They're able to go up and pick that ball up out of the air or come back for the underthrow. They've shown that they can make the big plays tonight. And Putnam, he's got every confidence in the world in them in this fourth quarter.
We're going to see what the play call is here. Both teams still have all three timeouts, third and 15 from the 34. They are down 8, so they need to score on this drive right here, right now, and complete the two-point conversion. Gets a snap out of the gun, rolls to his left, just going to look right for Lane. And Lane going to be cheap-shotted to the helmet, but no flag on the play.
About half the crowd here at Michigan Center stood up on that one because that was a helmet-to-helmet hit on that play. The ball went right off of his hands right over here to the sideline. And as soon as the ball was tipped, it was a helmet-to-helmet hit on that one. No flag, no call. Hey, we got a final out on Deering.
What do we got?
19-14. Lumen wins.
Lumen gets their first victory. Wow, that's unfortunate for Western.
We got a timeout.
You'll see a timeout. That means we're going to take a timeout ourselves. We're going to take 30 seconds. Come back with a minute 53 remains on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Fall is for families at the Jackson YMCA. Look for free events and membership specials at the YMCA throughout the month of October. The Y will be offering $0 join fees on all membership types when you join in October. That's a savings of up to $100. The YMCA is also holding free family events every Sunday in October. From swimming to rock wall climbing to gym games, these free events show families everything the YMCA has to offer. For more information, visit jacksonymca.org.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Joe Cassidy, the Mark W. Daly back here at Michigan Center High School. A minute 53 remains, and what looked like in the very beginning it was going to be a complete blowout for Addison, it's a ball game. 15, 42-34. Michigan Center has to get the first down right here. out of the gun. Putnam looking for the sticks. Kyra Lane comes up with it. Kyra Lane to the five. Touchdown, Cardinals. Kyra Lane on the 4th and 15, 34-yard touchdown.
He went up over two defenders. He went a foot higher than them, said, this is my ball, brought it down, and then the run after the catch, phenomenal, evading two other defenders and stretching his body to get that into the end zone.
Troy Allen, what a play call. Holy smokes. And that's going to be a timeout, Michigan Center. 42-40. We have a ball game indeed. A minute 44 timeout on the field. We're going to take 30 seconds so I can catch my breath real quick. Come back for the two-point conversion on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMaidSewer.com. Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, and we just found out some interesting stats. Kyron Lane over 200 yards receiving, and Putnam, the man himself, Adrian Putnam, over 400 yards passing.
That's amazing, amazing. And now this two-point conversion that you're dialing up right here, this is the game. This is the game right here. This is to send it to overtime. We're about, by the time Addison gets the ball, they're going to be about a minute 40 or so left in the game.
And you can
hear. They got a slow offense, Joe.
This crowd coming alive out of the gun. Putnam rolls to his right. Putnam using his legs. Trying, and Putnam going to be stopped. Oh, no. He is dragged down hard at the 10-yard line. No good. A minute 44 still remains, but that just made things a whole lot harder.
It looked like that was Byron Creech who was there on the sack for Addison. But it's what's been happening all game long. Addison has been able to break through that line and has been able to get into the backfield and just cause all sorts of problems for Michigan Center. Putnam, he's been very mobile. He's been able to evade. He's been able to run. And he's been able to trust his receivers. They've been able to get away with it a lot of the times. But that time, he couldn't get anybody open, and it was a sack on that two-point conversion.
I mean, if you're Addison, yep, that's exactly what I'd expect. They're preparing for the onside kick. Because I believe that's actually the only hope right now for Michigan Center with the way the clock is right now. A minute 44 remaining. I think they have one timeout left or two timeouts, but they do not have all three anymore.
Hudson had a little bit of a challenge with Ida, but they come out on top 14-6 out of town scoreboard.
My Jackson Vikings, you want to read that score for me?
Final, 36-7 over Ipsy.
And it is recovered by Michigan Center. Let's see what the call is, because they're saying that he may not. Yep, they're going to say he didn't touch it. Or he did touch it before the 10 yards was up.
Yeah, he was a little bit short of catching that. You've got several Michigan Center players out there trying to show where he was when he got the ball, but the officials aren't having him. It looks like he got that ball right about 9 yards to go. So they're going to bring it back. But, boy, they were so close to converting that.
He was early.
So close.
He was early.
A little early. We've got a great view right here. We're right on the 50.
I mean, not only was that just a great overall jump on that for Kyron Lane, he made the jump, so he made sure he wasn't on the ground to make the catch, but he was about 9 yards in the air when he caught it, but you can't touch it.
He holds off like a half, I mean, just a fraction of a second, and he was gone, because after he got that, he made like 30 yards downfield.
That is unfortunate, to say the least. And they're going to mark that at the 49-yard line of Michigan Center. They're going to mark it right where Kyren Lane touched it.
That's accurate. That's right where he caught it.
He caught it in the air, but you still can't touch it. If you're the kicking team, you can't touch it until the other team did.
Waiting for the play from the Addison sideline.
And we're going to see.
Oh, we got a timeout, looks like. Timeout, Addison.
Addison timeout. We're going to take 30 seconds, come back. Minute 39 left on the clock. Michigan Center's opportunities are running dry, but see if they can make something happen on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Fall is for families at the Jackson YMCA. Look for free events and membership specials at the YMCA throughout the month of October. The Y will be offering $0 join fees on all membership types when you join in October. That's a savings of up to $100. The YMCA is also holding free family events every Sunday in October. From swimming to rock wall climbing to gym games, these free events show families everything the YMCA has to offer. For more information, visit jacksonymca.org.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly back here, K105.3 Football Frenzy. And having some fun up here with the clock operator, Mike Nahal. Great guy. And there's going to be a handoff right at the middle, and the only hope right now for Michigan Center, they only have one timeout left, is to just strip the ball away. Because Addison can run the clock out.
And we're if Addison gets the first down here, it's done. It's done. 100%. They got a third of that just, you know, right now. And right now, Michigan Center can't do anything. They just stopped the clock for the last time with their last timeout. At least we think it's their last timeout. That's what they're telling us next door.
That is going to be heartbreaking if it ends like that. You fight all the way back from 24 down. You score on three straight drives, two to end the first half, one to open the second half. You let your defense get a little loose. Not as tight as you were to end the first half. And they put a few more scores up. Unfortunate. Very, very unfortunate. Michigan Center down to 1:34, no timeouts remaining.
Clinton on top of Columbia Central tonight, 54-0. Once again, that Jackson final score, 36-7 over Ipsy Community.
Love it.
Hudson 14-6 over Ida.
Out of the
That's a different
formation.
Look.
Victory Next formation, day. There it is. Takes the knee, it's going to make it a 3rd and 7. If the clock matches up correctly, Michigan Center might get the ball back with like 4 seconds left. Might. But otherwise...
Well, and you know, one of the things that you... If you're on offense right now, you have to follow the fundamentals. The game's not over. Even though they're taking knees and they're chewing up clock, game's not over. If that snap fails... If it ends up on the ground, Center could take it over. You have to be sound with your fundamentals right here, right now.
Victory formation. It's going to be a timeout, Addison. So Addison stops the clock. I don't know why he'd do that.
Well, you got 51 seconds here. Well, you said it was kind of thin and the difference to what we needed, right? To what Addison needed.
Right.
So I'm expecting that maybe they snap it and try to run around a little bit in the backfield, try to keep it, you know, away from the sideline to chew up a little extra clock.
Coach Lindeman, if he goes for that, I'm not saying it's a bad game plan per se, but if Coach Lindeman goes for that, it's dangerous. That
it is
dangerous because the ball's been stripped away a couple times already from your running backs to force the turnover. So, you know, Michigan Center has to be on the back of their toes right now. 3rd and 6, 51 ticks remain here.
But if you want to chew up clock, you're just not going to do that by running it up the gut.
Uh-uh.
and they haven't shown a whole lot of end-arounds. They've gone over the side. They've gone over the tackle a little bit, but, oh, here it is. Look at this. We've got the T formation.
And there it is, handoff. That's going to be up the middle, close to the sticks, but not quite there. It's going to bring a fourth down, but I think that might do it. If they get any time left on the clock, it's going to be minimal. I want to say the play clock in high school is, I want to say it's 35 seconds. I believe it's 35 seconds.
But if you run a play, and even, I mean, the outside opportunity that you turn it over on downs here,
you're
giving center like a second or two left.
Right. I mean,
I'm not sure what the timeout count is for Addison right now. They might be just letting this click down to whatever is left. Arms up from the official. He's counting right now.
And there's the time. There it is.
They took the delay. They took the delay of game. 2 seconds left. Oh, they're going to punt. They're going to punt with 2 seconds left on the board, Joe. And I know it's no secret. You're a State fan. I'm a Michigan fan. What type of flashbacks are you having right now, Joe?
To which game, Mark?
The one at the Big House with the snap on the fourth down when Michigan was going to punt.
I mean, where there was trouble with the snap when the ball
was picked up.
Jalen Watts Jackson, he scored on the last play of the game. Unbelievable.
Right.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, you're welcome for the signed picture, by the way.
Yeah, thanks for that signed picture. It was just convenient. He worked where you went. It was just convenience.
Oh, my gosh.
You weren't expecting to see him.
You're welcome, by the way.
I said thank
you. Yeah, yeah.
How many times? I even posted you on Facebook. I was like, a huge shout-out to my coworker, Mark Daly.
So just to bring this back home to this game right here, that just shows you. We've been talking about it pretty intensely for the last minute. You have to be sound in your fundamentals here. You have to have the right. They're not going to punt. Look at this. They're lining up to run it.
Yep. They're going to go straight for the victory formation. Not victory formation. They're going to go for the run. Oh, they're going to go for the pass. Oh, they're just trying to kill it. And that's going to be ball game right there.
He took the snap, and he ran backwards, keeping his eye on the clock the whole game. And as soon as it was all zeros, he took the knee.
What a ball game we were treated to. Michigan Center looked down and out of it real quick. It's unfortunate. They fight and claw their way back. Just not enough to overcome that powerful bunch formation, three-headed monster offense.
What a great game.
42-40. Michigan Center going to drop to 1-3 on the year. We're going to take 3 minutes, get some things added up, come back, get you a quick post-game wrap-up. And send you off to some regularly scheduled programming on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Pause to look around. It's 2022. Life's been hard, and we're all longing for connection. When we're looking for a school to call home, we're looking for the same thing. A place to belong. An extended family to support our kids. A place where everybody knows your name. East Jackson Community Schools has caring teachers and staff that truly care about students and families. Your child deserves the best opportunities for preschool, quality education opportunities, and advanced track training. East Jackson is a connected community school with all the offerings of a bigger school, but is leading the way on fast-track careers for students. East Jackson is a hidden gem amongst area schools. We continually search for new ways to expand opportunity for our students. We thank our community for their unending support of our mission in educating the leaders of tomorrow, and we welcome you to be a part of the East Jackson family. Want to find out more? Connect with us. Visit eastjacksonschools.org, call, or just stop by. Go Trojans!
More money for what matters most. For a limited time, save $500 off closing costs on your next mortgage with Blue Ox Credit Union and their home loan partner, Mortgage Center. Blue Ox proudly serves anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. And new members are always welcome. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or want to refinance into a better rate, Mortgage Center has a dedicated team of experts ready to help. Apply online at blueoxcu.org/home-mortgages or call 800-648-8035 to get started. Restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 282701.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work. makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
Hey there again, Jackson. This is Joel at Phelps Towing, wishing you all a happy and safe summer. Don't forget to give us a shout if you've spent a little too much time on the lake and happen to lack your keys in your car. Or even worse yet, your car won't start. We offer all types of vehicle services and are here to serve you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, even on holidays. Phelps Towing is a family-owned company, and our goal is to serve Jackson County and the surrounding areas with honest, dependable service in your time of need. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921. That's 764-1921.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
K105.3 football frenzy. Final score here after a valiant effort by Michigan Center after being down 24-0 early on in the game. What looked like it was going to be a blowout. They fight and claw back. Missed two-point conversion, unfortunately. Final score 42-40. Another year of two teams that just, it's a dogfight. High scoring, absolute dogfight. Last year, 36-35. This year, 42-40. We had 82 points on the board. 82.
Yeah, I didn't see that over-under.
No.
I did not see that over-under at all. But really what Addison said here tonight is we're the team that's going to be challenging Napoleon for supremacy in the Cascades this year. That's what Addison said. Michigan Center had a heck of a fight tonight. They had a heck of a fight. I mean, this is not the team that was on the field last year. But this team has passion. This team has heart. This team, for whatever the second half or two-thirds of the season, whatever it is right now, whoever faces Michigan Center the rest of the way is going to have a fight on their hands. That is a good football team on the field.
Absolutely. And setting up for next week, Addison will be at home. They're hosting East Jackson as they improve to 3-1, and Michigan Center falls to 1-3. Next week, they're going to be hosting Grass Lake.
That'll be a good one.
That's going to be a great game for I'm putting money on I'm not putting money on high school game. I'm putting money on the fact it's going to be a good game.
Right.
Hanover Horton ended up beating Grass Lake tonight 24-7, making them fall to, I believe that's 2-2 now. It is. But anyways, Michigan Center able to get a lot done late going in the first half. Trickling over to the second half, just not enough this time around.
Not enough, and I don't want to say penalties hurt them a whole lot, but they did rake up 20 yards in penalties in the second half where Addison didn't have a flag. They had a couple flags, but they were waved off. So there really weren't any penalties for Addison in the second half. Addison, they were outscored in the second half by Michigan Center. Brown had a 15-yard TD run. I think they're all runs for Addison. But after that, that two-point conversion failed. And then Swart had a one-yard TD in the third. Then the fourth, Addison got in the end zone just once in the fourth. Brown had a 29-yard TD run, and that's pretty much all they needed. Michigan Center able to put up some points, get back in this game, and make it a dogfight in the second half. Lucas Howard ended up with a 17-yard TD run, but the two-point failed after that. Kyren Lane, we just said his name a lot tonight, a whole bunch of times on offense and defense. He had that 70-yard pass off of that screen. They tried it a couple times ahead earlier in the game. It didn't work because they weren't able to connect on the pass. But that one time, Kyren got it, and he was gone. Went right between the two defenders who had great blocks on him by the other receivers out there at 70-yard TD run. And then again, Kyren had a 3-yard reception for a TD, and that two-point conversion actually made it in. And then one more for Kyren, a 29-yard TD run, and that two-point conversion failed. That was the most important two-point attempt in the game because that would have tied it up, and we'd still be calling a game right now.
just phenomenal game overall, honestly. You can't complain with that football. Kyren Lane, over 200 yards receiving. Adrian Putnam, over 400 yards passing. Just two phenomenal performances from those two individuals. It's unfortunate they couldn't get the win with those numbers, but there's always next week as they, as I said, they will be traveling to... Oh, I just had it here. Now I got to pull it back up. They will be traveling... Sorry, not traveling. They're hosting Grass Lake next week. So that's going to be good for Michigan Center. There's a possibility that they have Avery Nahal before the playoffs, so that's really good news. And there's another possibility they could have Mitchell Corwin, their star running back, linebacker, next week, possibly. So there's going to be a lot to look forward to for this this Cardinal team, so don't give up on him yet.
Kyren Lane, only a junior. Michigan Center going to have another year with him on the field making these kind of plays.
It's dangerous. It is dangerous, but we look forward to it. Next week, K105.3 Football Frenzy will be broadcasting live from Northwest High School as the Western Panthers travel all the way to that's Van Horn Road. I think that's Van Horn Road out there.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
Van Horn Road out there in Rives Junction, Northwest High School, that crosstown rivalry. That'll be Mark Daly on play-by-play and Chris Benedict doing color commentary as I am on assignment. But you're in good hands.
And we're looking forward to that game. We also have Nick Rulowitz, and we also have Stafford Newsom, the coach for Northwestern and the coach for the coach for Northwest and the coach for Western, going to be joining us on the daily next week. So we'll be able to get comments from both sides. And I'm going to see what I can to get out there and join those practices too, because it's very insightful and very helpful when we're here calling the games.
And we just got confirmation from the alumni himself of Northwest High School, J-Rod, back in studio. He says, yes, it is Van Horn. I don't know how I guessed that. I really don't. I want to say a huge thank you to all the wonderful sponsors that allow us to be out here calling these games, including True Community Credit Union, our title sponsor, where you can enter for a chance to win $1,053 at K1053.com. Other wonderful sponsors, our first half sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, AeroCorp Credit Union, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Northwest Community Schools, County National Bank, Phelps Towing, Century 21 Affiliated, Columbia School District, Summit Orthodontics, Hanover Horton Schools, Wilby Transit Mix, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, One North Kitchen and Bar, Grimes Plumbing, Ghost Energy Drink, Penn Chiropractic, Jackson YMCA, Meridian Wealth Management, Kelly Express Marts, Trips Collision Center, Blue Ox Credit Union, East Jackson Community Schools, and we got to actually decide the player of the game real quick.
So, Kyren
Lane.
I mean, it's tough because, you know, the quarterback had 400 yards, but we weren't calling his name on both sides like we were Kyren.
Kyren Lane, 100%. 100%. Congratulations, Kyren Lane. You are the K105.3 Football Frenzy Player of the Game. Collect your high fives at a later date. But that all being said, thank you so much to J-Rod back in studio for being so wonderful. My favorite operations manager I've ever had. I will say that. J-Rod, thank you so much for pushing all the buttons, making us sound good, and giving us the opportunity to be out here tonight to call this wonderful game. For my amazing good friend, broadcast partner, the Mark W. Daly, I will catch you in the next one in 2 weeks, and Mark will catch you next week.